do you remember the Game Boy printer?
Yes.
Yeah.
How awesome was that thing?
It wasn't. It was a disaster.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think we need to bring it back. DS printer.
What would we print?
Pokemon.
All your Pokemon Soul Silver stuff.
A will for the site?
Sure.
Can your views be credited to me for your objection?
You'll get 150 of the Resident Evil 6 views.
Oh, good.
What happens? I don't know. Clint. Clint's the one.
Yeah.
The one.
He's the editor-in-chief.
The one.
He's the Highlander.
So if you die, I take over.
But yeah. I thought Ryan was Irish.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to do you...
Scottish.
You see, you're going to be rolling around in your grave because it's going to be all Pokemon all the time.
God damn.
Why the fuck did you post a 47-minute long Pokemon Snap video?
Because it was the best thing ever.
I asked myself that question every minute we were recording it. It's like the night before, Glenn and Ryan were like, originally they said, we're going to play through all of Pokemon Snap. I was like, I don't know how much fun a Pokemon Snap video would be to watch. And they're like, whatever. And then...
But I like that you just don't have any, reasoning for actually making that video. So you just call it the OG515.
OG151. Come on, get it right. Seriously. we basically just put up that video to show what the OG151 is all about. And
OG151, get it right.
I know you're still really early in Persona 3, but I want to ask you a question. If Persona 5 comes out...
And there are Pokemon?
If Persona 5 comes out, do you want to play the whole thing on camera with me?
But
I do.
Who's got the controls?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, no.
Man.
That
seems only fair. Well,
no, I mean, it's just like I can hold some, you know, like if I'm doing it on camera and you're watching me play it, then I can pay attention. I have to pay attention and I have to be involved. If you're playing, it's not that I wouldn't pay attention. It's just that I wouldn't. Pay
but
as
how much,
much
of
attention.
Stuff you really pay attention to in those games involves you playing?
What I mean, but the thing is, I would feel a lot more invested if I was the guy.
You won't do it
on the sticks,
or maybe you will do it
if I'm on the sticks. I'm not.
That is an impossibility. I am a Persona super fan, Clint.
Well,
like Miles Kettle.
Kettle? Like the corn?
No.
That's like the pot calling the kettle black.
So, I've already started this podcast. Why don't I just actually introduce everybody?
Okay.
Wait, are you fucking... Alright.
Dude, I do this all the time. You need to...
I know you do. Whatever.
Come on.
Just do it. Do it.
Seriously.
Do it.
Hey. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Error Report for the week of October the 21st. I'm Clint Prentice here, joined with Evan Tognotti.
Now's our chance for an all-out attack. There's a joke that one other person gets.
Where's that from?
Only slightly. It's from Persona. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
I've heard that before, so.
No. Matthew Malusky, you weren't even introduced.
Attack his weak spot for maximum damage.
I'd never say that.
You're not.
I know it's not in Persona, but yeah.
Cast Bufu. Clint.
All right. That's the ice spell.
Yeah.
I know this because I've been playing that game. And Ryan McGinley also here.
I'm putting my 2 weeks in.
So, Ryan, I have a quiz for you. If Bufu is the ice spell, what do you think Ma Bufu is?
I don't give a shit.
It is the Bufu spell that casts on every enemy. What do you think Bufu La is? That's the medium damage ice spell. And then there's Ma Bufu La. That's the medium damage ice spell that hits every enemy.
And is the medium damage ice spell that hits every enemy slightly weaker than the medium damage ice spell?
No.
Oh, does it cost more mana?
More.
Okay.
Like, yes.
All right. Yeah. I want to make a deal with you, Evan.
What?
I will play through all of Persona 3 and 4 if you play through all of Pokemon Soul Silver.
Nope. Don't do it.
It's really only like
wait, hold 15 on.
Hours of Soul Silver for
don't
like
do it.
Over 150 hours of Persona 3 and 4.
Hold on. I'm don't, sorry.
Don't do it.
This is your offer.
Don't do it.
Are you... is this offer still on the table?
Don't this offer's it. Still on the table.
Don't do it. Don't...
Who are you saying don't do it to?
See...
Both of you.
Right now, I'm midway through looking up how long Pokemon Soul Silver is.
It's just... I swear, Evan, like 15 hours.
It's an average Pokemon. I'm talking all 16 badges beating Red.
Don't do it.
Which so... is probably like 60 hours.
60 really? Hours? I don't know what Pokemon game you're playing.
Don't do it.
Red has like all level 70 Pokemon. You know how
yeah, dude, I mean, you were gonna hold long. On. You were going to buy and play Persona 4 Golden anyway, right?
Yeah.
So really, this is just for Persona 3.
I just don't do it.
That's what this trade off.
Well, yeah, and making was, sure he no, finishes
play Persona,
Persona 4.
4 to the end.
Oh, exactly. I see.
Right now, I'm not sure, but if we make this deal, I will do it.
Don't do it.
How soon do I have to complete this Pokemon game?
Oh, just whenever.
Don't do
just
it.
Just whenever?
Don't.
That's like, all this that's time very next lenient. Year.
Don't. Okay.
Wait.
This time
no.
next year. Okay,
no,
Ryan.
No.
Because we're going to have that conversation about the best Pokemon game ever during the end of the year podcast, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's not happening.
Yeah. That's not happening. I'm not letting that happen.
That joke was played out like 2 minutes after it started.
No, the joke was played out whenever the Pokemon Snap video went up.
Because you've said that you have only played Pokemon Yellow.
Yes. I've only completed Pokemon Yellow. This is true.
Okay.
So, okay, I will give you one. So, the deal here is I have to beat Pokemon
Soul
by
Silver.
Next year.
By October 21st next year.
And you have to do the same for Persona 3 and 4.
Yes. And I will probably also play Heart Gold along with you so I can battle you.
What the fuck?
Well, I'm not going to... I might not do that because that's just bullshit time adding.
No, just whatever.
Okay, like, I will give you one last chance to back out of this.
I'm not going to back out. Wait, what? Can I get Persona 3 on
yes.
PS3 or...
Yeah, you can.
Yes, it is on PSN.
That's how I'm playing
it. Can you get it on Vita?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, you could get the PSP version, but you shouldn't.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll do it. Why not?
No.
Okay, you have yourself a deal.
All right.
A so, gentleman's agreement!
I want to be clear, it says here on howlongtobeat.com, Pokemon, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, 41 hours. You will probably spend upwards of 120 to 150 hours with your games. So,
each?
Oh, no, not each. That's both of them.
But okay. Still. I'm fine with that, then.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, Evan, if you want to beat Pokemon Soul Silver in, like, 15, just only level up your starter Pokemon. It'll be like a level 100, and you can just wreck everything.
Okay.
Just saying.
But
that's fine. I'll do that. That was the easiest deal I've ever had to agree to. And I'm doing it for... This isn't purely malicious. I'm doing this for the good of Ryan. So he can experience in totality some of the best RPGs ever.
Wait. What happens if you guys don't do it?
At
the end of the year.
Oh, so what's the failure penalty here?
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think there
would be. Let's deal with that when we come to it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it'll happen, but...
I mean, there is one problem that I have seen you and Clint talk about that I would have with Persona.
Oh, God, you're one of these completionists, like,
yeah.
People.
Yeah. That you can't, like, whatever these S links are.
No, it's really it's really hard to do that. And basically, I was going to do that, and then I started like actually getting. This was before I even started the S links, which are social links, which are basically just relationships to other characters. So yes. I started like doing that, and then you know. I got my first one, and then I got my second one, and they conflicted on the day, like, because you could only hang out with certain people on certain days of the week, and I was more invested with one social link than I was with another, and so it's like, fuck this guy, I'm gonna go with the guy that I've been with.
So I didn't know they were... Since they're relationships, that makes it a lot easier for me. I thought S-Links were like...
What you would have to do, Ryan, is you would have to get a FAQ, and the FAQ will tell you... exactly what you have to do in every single day of the year of in-game time.
And it's terrible.
No, I don't worry about
it. That is not the way to play.
Like, do you get any, like, special bonus out of these S-links?
So, essentially, every social link corresponds with a certain type of persona. So that
Hold on. Stop talking about persona. Hold on. I gotta find the persona music.
Okay. I'll wait.
Keep talking about persona.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about this for a while, so just keep going.
So, all of the – there's a bunch of different – I think there's like 100 different personas or
something.
That's
not the right one.
But each persona corresponds to a certain type, sort of like how Pokemon have types.
Mm-hmm.
There are different types of personas, and the social links are those types. So if I max out a social link, I will get a huge – experience boost when I create a persona of that type.
But you can still get pretty much all personas?
You can get any persona you want if you... If
there
you
are over 170 combinations.
And you don't need all the S-Links for all the personas?
No, the S-Link is not a requirement. It's just a bonus.
I'm completely okay with that.
But I mean, social links are a huge part of the game, and the reason the games are great, but you don't need to do all of them.
I mean, if I can ignore James Vega for an entire game, I can ignore some social links.
Sure. I certainly did, but...
So, fuck it. Let's... Persona 3. I've played, like, three and a half hours of that so far.
Yeah, you just sort of sat down and you just knocked out a couple hours.
Yeah, and, I feel really hot.
Feel hot?
Yeah, is this relating to the game at all?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
You're having a heat stroke?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you get McDonald's at some point?
Yeah, but that was like 4 hours ago.
It's just the way that Yukari says she's leveled up. It's getting him.
No. No. Whoa! My powers are so much higher. Or whatever she says.
Skill has increased, is what she says.
Wow, whatever.
I heard her say it a bunch.
So that game is weird. Evan's got me in his trap. That's our persona talk. Let's move on.
No, wait, whoa, hold on. I need to relish this. I've just been trying to get you to play Persona for a long time. And so I want to hear your thoughts on Persona. And I want to hear them in excruciating detail.
These are my thoughts on Persona.
Yeah. I don't.
He's playing music, I think.
That's because that's the only thing that I can have in my brain right now. Nobody? Anybody? I'm just saying that the Persona 3 music is stuck in my head, so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is that because you hear it all the time?
Yes. All the goddamn time. And I can't find the song that I was looking for.
Which one? Is it the one that plays in the dorm?
I guess that's the one. Is the,
like
the one that I was humming?
Yeah, that's the dorm music.
Okay.
So you just don't know what to think yet. You think it's weird.
It's very weird, and there's a lot of things going on that I have to wrap my head around.
Sure. All right. That sounds fair. As far as Persona talk goes.
So basically, The combat system is pretty cool. I think the coolest part is that you shoot yourself in the head in order for your persona to come out.
Every time you attack.
Yeah.
Every time you use a spell, you shoot yourself in the head.
Yep, that's pretty cool.
That seems extremely violent.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's not actually... It's a means of summoning your persona, and it looks like you're shooting yourself in the head, but you're not...
No, you're shooting yourself in the head.
And then in Persona 4, don't they figure out how to not do that?
That's Arena.
Yes.
Right?
In Arena, they sort of explain away why that's a thing in Persona 3 and not in Persona 4.
I'm going to guess it's some kind of, like, traumatic event or whatever. Like,
It's just when you get good at unleashing your persona, you don't need it. It's just a trigger, and some people who are adept at using personas don't need the triggers. That's pretty
and
much.
Guns have there. Triggers on them, so you shoot yourself in the face, and you got a persona. So, kids, try this at no. Don't try this at home. Don't.
One thing I really like about that animation is how every person has like a different way of shooting themselves in the head, and sort of reflects like their personality.
Yeah.
That's really cool. How, like, you as the protagonist, you, like, twirl the gun in your hand a little bit, and then you just fire, and
I like the impact, like, you know, they jolt their head to the side whenever they get hit. That's pretty cool.
There are certain spells where you have to have, like, two personas out at the same time. I mean, you can do a combination spell.
Yeah, I've done one of those, and that was even
you, like,
bigger.
Stagger. Like, you bend over from the force of the shot.
Another thing that is really commendable about the game, besides the fantastic music...
The music is really good.
It's
even better in Persona 4.
I really, really like the voice acting.
The voice acting is really good, also better in Persona 4.
Hey, I hear a lot of Jeff Gerstmann saying things about Chie... So, I want
Chie
to know...
Chie greatest character in video.
Chie? Really? Because I'm excited for Chie.
Yukari is sort of like a Chie 0.5. She's like the precursor to Chie.
Yukari is like, to put it in perspective, she's like Ares from Final Fantasy VII. Basically. More or less.
I was just being a douche and saying Aerith.
Fuck off.
So, have any of these kids learned the authorities about this Dark Hour thingy?
There's one cop that, like, doesn't know what exactly they're doing, but he sells them weapons and stuff.
Yeah, he sells kids weapons.
You go there to the afternoon in the police station. You can't do it at night because he's on patrol, but he's just like, hey, I got some body armor and swords.
But if
so,
you go...
So Japan has the worst police force ever, basically.
And if you go on Monday, he gives you a discount, so...
That's true.
Okay.
He gets new things in whenever you beat a certain number of bosses in Tartarus.
Well, does he... What the fuck? He's making kids do his dirty work so you can get better weapons
to
sell them?
He doesn't know, because everyone who does not have the ability to be awake during the Dark Hour is in their sleep coffin.
So all the people who are pretty much in denial about, like, their messed up emotions and shit, which is most people... cannot experience the Dark Hour.
Yeah.
Wait, so, like, what about people that are doing all-nighters? Do they just fall asleep for an hour?
No.
And then...
The Dark Hour is an hour that does not exist in a normal day.
But
so,
then what's this about sleep coffins?
Okay, so basically during the Dark Hour, for people who cannot experience the Dark Hour, they're basically consider it frozen in time.
Yeah, it's like... Okay. It is... The Dark Hour essentially takes place in, like, a second.
In between 12 and, like, at midnight, time freezes, Dark Hour, and then time resumes.
Wait, so in that 1 second, you, like, see some crazy shit, just like a normal person?
No, because it's, like, everything's frozen except for the people that can see the Dark Hour and the shadows.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Catherine.
It's so much better than Catherine.
No, just like the premise that, like, there's this, like,
sure,
time.
I can see what I, like, mean. Where, Catherine, like, was developed by the Persona team.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
There are a lot of
yeah.
There are a lot of like you know the things that you do in, or that I did, because you didn't play it, the things that I did to, like, get relationships with other people?
Yeah, like talk to the sheep.
Yeah, you had to go at a certain time and then talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Basically like that, only much more involved.
Yeah, and the writing's better, and the voice acting's better.
Yeah.
And there's not some, well, I hope there's not some bullshit third act twist that you see coming from a mile and a half away.
There was actually a moral dilemma near the third act of that game that I really want to talk with you about, because I think it's one of the more fascinating, like, choices you have to make.
In any game ever?
Yes.
Cool. I should probably not start this game before Assassin's Creed, should I?
You should not.
Yeah. Finish Assassin's Creed, pick up Persona 3 whenever you feel like it. That might be a good, like, Christmas game.
I think it would be a good Thanksgiving game.
It's super dark, but yeah.
It'll make my Christmas spirit feel happier. Like, yeah, Christmas Day, I'll be like, this is nice. I just won't play Persona 3 today.
Yeah, outside of Far Cry 3, like, nothing comes out in December, right? Yeah.
You guys, you can get a Neo Geo X at GameStop.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So excited.
How much is that?
$200.
So let's return to Persona 3 when it is.
It includes Fatal Fury and King of Fighters 95 and Metal Slug. Metal Slug is so good.
Yeah, we'll talk some more about Persona 3 when Clint gets farther into it. Because it is more fun to have a conversation than it is for me to tell you guys about how awesome Persona 3 is.
So. I think I held my own a little bit in that.
What do you mean?
I mean that I'm starting to understand some of the finer points of.
Oh yeah,
Persona.
It's weird because Persona 3, I think, would be a surprisingly good, like, beginner's RPG, because the battle system is not especially complex, and
no,
it's not that difficult.
No, it's not. Also, I'm playing on easy, so.
Yeah, I started my new game plus on hard, which was part of the incentive.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't want, like, I want to experience this RPG because, you know, you're raving about it. But I don't want to have all that bullshit that comes with RPGs of like, oh, well, now I have to go into this tactics management, and then I have to have a whole bunch of Phoenix Downs or whatever.
And plus, yeah, you really want to play Xenoblade Chronicles, so.
There's not that much of that in Xenoblade. It's a poor example. Matthew.
No, I'm just saying that you can't be playing Persona because you really want to be playing Xenoblade.
Oh, I see. Persona's better than Xenoblade. Anyway.
Xenoblade sucks. Evan Tognati.
That is what I said. That's a good decision, though, Quinn, because ultimately what is important in Persona is all of the stuff you do that's not fighting. Like, the fighting's fun, but the stuff that makes it really unique is just wandering around high school.
How much is wandering around?
It's, like, over half of the game. Okay. You do more talking in that game than you do fighting.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And it's great that the voice acting is good.
Yeah, and I think you spend so long with those characters, and they're all so well-defined, and they talk differently. There's a lot of distinction from character to character just across this, like, in the end, there's an ensemble of around 8 or 9 people. And, yeah, just. I look forward to discussing it with you more, Clint. Anyhow.
Since we're kind of on you, Evan, what else have you been doing?
Well, I beat Persona 4 Arena.
How's that?
I really, really liked that game's story mode.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because it's essentially just a visual novel.
Wait, I have to before you go any further. Once I beat Persona 3 and then beat Persona 4, are you going to say that I should beat Persona 4 Arena?
Oh, you absolutely should.
Cuz I don't do the fighting game so much.
There are about 3 or 4 fights in every hour and a half story chapter. And they only last for one round.
So how long is Arena?
I still have more stuff to do, because essentially every episode ends on a cliffhanger, and then they unlock all the cliffhangers. But I only had to play one cliffhanger to get, like, the full resolution to the story. So I'd say if you want to do all of that stuff, probably 20 to 30 hours.
Okay.
And a lot of voice acting, you know, having played through Persona 3 and 4, the way the characters meet and interact with each other, and especially the way it ends, makes me giddy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
If you're going to play Persona 5, at least what I think Persona 5 is going to be, it is sort of a necessity to play through Persona 4 Arena.
That's what Jeff Gertzman said. And yeah. I trust that guy.
And it's just like, the fighting tournament is so well contextualized within what that game is. It's just really impressive.
Sure.
Like, it's Nether Realm and the Outer Realm for the safety of the Earth Realm?
Well, in Persona 4, that was pretty good.
Case closed.
Persona 3 is more just like a generic save the world thing, and Persona 4 is more of a murder mystery. And
murder mysteries.
Part of the thing with Persona 4 is that there's this midnight channel, which is Persona users can enter televisions. They can, like, step inside them.
Why not?
And so
you
the
could,
fighting
like, step inside to an episode of Louie.
Sure.
The fighting tournament takes place inside the television. And, like, the themes of, you know, that whole series of games is sort of just about all these teenagers dealing with their shit. And those themes are very much present in the game, even though it's sort of a cartoony fighting tournament. So, props to Atlas on that, because I did not think I'd ever say with a straight face that I really liked the story mode of a fighting game. And the fighting's pretty fun, too.
Well, obviously you haven't played the remake of Mortal Kombat.
I have. I played an hour of it, and I was like, I can't skip cutscenes.
Oh, man, that ends so poorly, because it's like, yeah, we want to reinvigorate the series, but let's kill everybody while doing it.
Well, spoilers.
Well, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
In Mortal Kombat, people die. What
God
the
damn.
Fuck?
There are like three people left alive at the end of Mortal Kombat 9.
But it's fucking spoilers, man.
I didn't say who.
God damn.
Say
well,
it's
no,
Ryan
I wasn't.
Cage
I wasn't
and that other girl.
I wasn't gonna fucking
Sanja?
Play more of that. I stopped playing. I think like 3 hours into the story, and I was just like, yeah, I'm not gonna win any more of these.
It's kind of really boring. In my experience, that's story.
I'm not good at fighting games.
Oh, well, that too. If this lends you any sort of confidence, I am garbage at fighting games, and I made it through Persona 4 Arena with the
I hear Persona 4 Arena is pretty easy to pick up, even if you're not a fighter person.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty basic, like, four button. You have two buttons for your guy, and you have two buttons for your persona.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just sort of how it works. And incredible diversity in how those characters play, too. Like, there's only 13 of them, but they are so different. And I guess that's a thing that people liked about Blaze Blue, too, which Arc System Works also did. But it's pretty approachable in Persona 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they even said that they've, like, reduced the difficulty significantly in the story mode because they realized, yeah, a bunch of Persona fans are just going to buy this, and I don't know what the Venn diagram is there of huge Persona fans with Arc System Works fighters.
Probably not so much.
So.
Not so much.
Also, a really character named Labrys is in Persona 4 Arena. So. Oh, that's right. I went to go see Argo.
Yeah?
Sound any good?
Movie's gonna win Best Picture.
Really?
It's not even close to. It's okay.
How do you know it's gonna win Best Picture? What about it makes it the thing?
It is the perfect kind of like kind of inoffensively directed soft R political thriller that they love to award at Oscars, and. It's okay. There's like an hour and a half of setup for a really good ending, but the setup's kind of boring, and I don't know.
When I hear Ben Affleck is a strong contender for actor.
He's okay. I guess I don't really... It's an interesting situation, and it's a... You know, the plot's just... There was the Iranian hostage crisis in 1979, and they had these six hostages that they couldn't get out, and they were trying to figure out how to do it, and they decided they were going to make a fake movie and, like, get them out as a Canadian film crew. So the premise is pretty interesting. There's, like, a lot of parts where, you know, Alan Arkin and John Goodman are the Hollywood producers who meet with Ben Affleck to put together this fake science fiction movie called Argo.
I like Alan Arkin.
Yeah, and some of it is pretty good, but a lot of it is just really not very. But all of the stuff with them executing their plan is a lot of fun, because, you know, it's a thriller, and thrillers are fun. But,
thrillers are fun.
Yeah, I mark my words, that movie is going to win Best Picture. I guarantee.
Cloud Atlas.
Cloud Atlas is going to win set design.
And yeah. Abe Lincoln, or Abe, whatever it's called, or just
no,
Lincoln.
No, it's Lincoln.
It's just Lincoln.
Lincoln. Yeah.
That is going to win makeup.
Yeah.
Unless because there's some other random Victorian
unless
era.
Unless Meryl Streep's in a movie this year.
Yeah. Is she? She probably is. She'll win Best Actress.
Oh,
and
she was in that one
pissed.
Movie with Robert De Niro.
With Steve Carell.
Yeah.
That'll win everything.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know, but it's supposed to be awesome. So I've heard.
Moonrise Kingdom is still really good.
Yeah. I mean,
Cabin in the Woods will never
Cabin
win.
Cabin in the Woods, The Avengers, Moonrise Kingdom, The Master. All better movies. Than Argo.
Do you think The Master will get nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah. Probably. It won't win.
But it'll just the same as Tree of Life got nominated last year.
Well, the difference is The Master's actually good, so. The
Master's Does Dark Knight Rises get nominated?
But
No, it'll get nominated for, like, something stupid, because it's the last of the series, and then...
I see The Cabin in the Woods might get nominated for screenplay. I don't think it'll win.
No, I don't think the Academy is going to like take too kindly to something like that.
Yeah.
Someone's fucking vacuuming upstairs. Thanks a lot, guys. When you podcasting here, seriously.
I can't hear anything for the record, but I sympathize with your frustration. And that's about all I've done. That's right. I bought some 3DS Virtual Console games.
Yeah, you did.
Because sure.
Why not?
This one isn't Virtual Console, but I bought Pushmo.
Yeah, Pushmo's good.
It's a fun game.
Pushmo's a good game. I'm going to turn on the air real quick. So.
I bought Link's Awakening, which I've never played. So.
Probably sounds good as a Minish Cap.
Yeah, you know, Minish Cap is okay.
Minish Cap is the boom diggity.
Stop.
God.
Kick
damn
him out
it.
Of the call. Get him out of here.
I wish I could. I bought that. I bought Super Mario Land 3 Wario Land. Which, God, what a fucking weird and kind of awful game that is.
I remember liking
so much of it when I was like, 6. But... Man, it just.
I remember really liking Wario Land 3 for Game Boy Color.
I do not even remember what that game is.
I don't know. Like, I never played the first two. I was just like, it's Wario. He's holding up his fingers like in a W shape, but it's also like a 3, so it's like awesome.
Oh yeah, I gotcha.
How about that Wario game for the GameCube? Not the mini games, but like the
Wario,
actual 3D
Wario
platformer.
World or whatever it was
called.
Yeah,
Wario World. Was that any good?
The only thing I remember from that game is in the manual, it has Wario's anatomy, and in his brain, it's perfectly smooth, and it says, next to the thing, it says, well, they say that your brain wrinkles every time you learn, but my brain grows, that's why it's perfectly smooth. or something stupid like that.
I remember that game being terrible.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Warrior World.
I don't even know why.
It was basically the precursor to Super Mario or New Super Mario Bros. 2 because it was all about just collecting as many coins as you can.
Yeah, sort of. I bought that. I also bought Donkey Kong on the Game Boy because everybody says that's like a different game than normal Donkey Kong and also better.
What? Is that Donkey Kong Jr.? Or is that just...
No, it's just straight up Donkey Kong.
It's just Donkey Kong.
That's weird because Donkey Kong's Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I think on the Game Boy it's like a totally different game.
Huh.
And I have not tried it out yet, but...
Yeah, now I'm hungry.
Pretty sure Ben Hansen, Dan Reichert were singing the praises of Donkey Kong on the Game Boy on that virtual
console. Speaking of which, we were talking about this before. I was looking at getting a SP and getting all the old like Game Boy Color games and stuff.
We did not talk about this on the podcast, though.
No, we talked about it on the Pokemon Snap.
Did we?
Oh, you were too busy fawning over Slowbro.
Slowbro's going so good. And dude, in the show, the Slowbro reveal is the best thing ever.
I remember that episode.
It's because he's Slowpoke the entire time. And he sticks his... like, at the very beginning of the episode, he sticks his tail in the water. He's like, Slowpoke. And then nothing. That's the end of Slowpoke. And then at the very end of the episode, he's like...
It just shows him.
He's like, oh, I should go get some food. And so he, like, gets up. And all of a sudden, this, like, clam just claps onto his tail. And he's like, ooh, oh, Slowbro.
That doesn't sound like an evolution of Pokemon.
Oh, but that's what happened.
That's just like some bullshit. Like he met Liam Neeson out in the mountains.
And
told him how to
Batman.
Become
wait,
so Batman.
Clint, I want to be clear. There was no light or anything. He just said
no,
Slowbro.
Slowbro.
And then like he stands up on his hind legs or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Did I mention the sun was setting in the background?
Yep, I remember that.
Man, evolution is really retarded if there's no, like, bright lights.
Most of the time it's that.
But yeah, right. As I was saying, I was thinking about getting that SP, and I remembered I have about, like, $100 worth of change in my little
box
upstairs.
Get that Amazon credit for no tax.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to order an SP. And I found a copy of Pokemon Yellow that my sister used to have, so I don't have to get that.
Oh, yeah. Really? Really? Yeah. Oh, man. Lucky son of a bitch.
So, and then I'm also probably going to order Pokemon Crystal. Because that's the best Pokemon.
See, you were wrong. You were wrong, Ryan, because Pokemon Yellow is an original Game Boy game, and Pokemon Crystal was...
Pokemon Yellow is Game Boy Color.
No, Pokemon Yellow is Game Boy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's really not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's
isn't.
Really not.
Yes, it is.
I played Pokemon Yellow on the Game Boy.
Yes. You can play it on your Game Boy Color, but it is a Game Boy game.
That was a Blast game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So wait, I cannot get it on the SP then?
You can, though. I had it wrong whenever I thought the SP is the last thing that plays Game Boy games.
Okay.
The DS was able to play Color game. Like, the first DS was able to play Color and Advance, I think.
Also, yeah, I want to revise a criticism I made before where I said that it's a cash grab and the people who make Pokemon release two copies of pretty much the same game at once. They actually released three in total, counting like Pokemon Yellow and
Crystal. No, they don't do it at once. Now they do it like...
I know they don't do it at once.
Now they'll do it like... Oh, well, wait a year and then make you pay for that.
But it is basically the same. And they don't even give you all the goddamn Pokemon.
But they didn't do it for Black White, did they?
They do it in... No, they didn't do it in Black White, but they'll probably make one that's after Black White.
Two,
yeah.
It's just
Black White Gray.
But I will say Crystal had all the Pokemon.
People would be up in arms.
What generation...
So no one cares.
What generation does Crystal go up to?
That's generation two.
And so that includes... What are the starters?
You can get
What are the
starters? You can get almost
Cyndaquil,
all of
Cyndaquil, Totodile, and Chikorita.
Okay, yeah. So the lame baby-looking Pokemon.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
They're lame.
But you can get almost all the original Pokemon in Crystal also, including the legendary birds.
Almost, you say?
Almost as in you can totally get Pikachu in the forest like you do in the original game.
Well, in Yellow, you start with Pikachu, and you can get all 150.
One, you can't get, if you do the glitch.
No, that's missing no.
No, there is a Mew glitch that you can do.
No.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is 51 is Mew, but 50 is Mewtwo, and I don't think Mewtwo is in Yellow.
Mewtwo is.
Mewtwo is? Then Mew isn't.
No, Mew is also, but Mew you can only get with a glitch.
Yeah, that's hardly being in the game.
But it addresses itself in the Pokedex once you catch it.
Okay.
So, like, the data there is just...
All I'm saying is that Pokemon began and ended in 1999.
People need to start standing up for themselves and biting the hand that's feeding them.
And I identify with Cyndaquil on an emotional level.
Because Charmander's owner, Evan,
hold on. Because yes. I have to... Charmander's owner left him on a rock, said that he'd be back later, but wasn't going to give him back. And so Charmander's like, oh, well, I'll just stay here and wait for my best friend. And then his flame was about to go out. Man, how sad is that?
It's like Grave of the Fireflies.
And you know what's really morbid, though? If Squirtle just, like, shot a water gun at Charmander's tail, Charmander would die.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you must have to keep Squirtle and Charmander in, like, separate cages or something.
Cages? Pokeballs?
What the fuck, Evan?
Pokeballs, dude.
Seriously, get the Humane Society up on this guy.
What do you think it's like inside the Pokeball?
It's like Las Vegas.
It's a goddamn cage.
Did you get to the Squirtle episode yet?
Yeah. Well, we can go back and watch the Squirtle episode.
No, it's fine.
All right.
Squirtle episode's so good, though.
I got up to, like... past the Saint Anne arc.
Okay.
Where it was the Poseidon Adventure. What?
Is that the one that ends with the Gyarados?
Yeah, the Gyarados sends them to the island of giant Pokemon that's really Pokaland or whatever.
That's where they all get split up that I was telling you about.
Yeah, that's where Slowbro comes up.
Right.
And you actually get to see subtitles of Pokemon talking to each other.
So great.
And they're having the worst conversation ever. Just like, where's Ash? We need to get back to Ash. And then Ekans and Koffing are like, oh, but where is Master? We need Master. And you see the dependency of Pokemon that they have towards their trainers. And
you know why Pokemon have that dependency? Because whenever they're not being used for battle, they're in that goddamn Pokeball, which is just a prison of the body and mind.
There's a debate on what actually goes on in a Pokeball.
I bet it's just like being dead. I bet it's just nothingness.
I think it's a comatose state.
I was thinking it was so
glad to be alive that you're like, yeah, I'll fight that Gyarados. Yeah.
But it probably rewires their memories to love the trainers.
A lot of people think it's like if you're a water Pokemon, you'll end up in like a water type area.
See, that's what I was thinking. Like, what if it just like teleports them to a all resort Poke Spa, and then whenever they throw the ball, like? It teleports them back to battle.
That sounds like...
So you just suck them out of paradise so they can fight each other to the death.
That sounds like humans trying to come up with a justification for slavery. That's what that sounds like. No, in the Pokeball, there's just this fancy resort, and whatever they want is there. And then when we want, they get to battle to the death.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is...
Well, Evan, they address that in Black and White. Because the bad guys actually try to, like...
Oh, they address see, it?
The bad guys in Black and White are PETA. PETA are the bad guys in Black and White.
Yeah, and then they're like, no, Pokemon like to fight. And that's, like, the moral consensus at the end.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Wait, so hold on. Are you telling me?
You're fighting... Here, let me explain this to you. You're fighting Team Plasma, who wants Pokemon to be free.
Whoa, Team Plasma?
Yeah, there's.
What happened to Team Rocket?
Team Rocket was only in the first two generations.
What the hell? Team Plasma?
And then.
Is there Team Laser, too?
No, there was Team Galaxy.
Did they shout plasma facts at you? Hey, did you know the sun is actually made of plasma and not gas? Catch it.
Team Gas Check. Is next generation.
Check it.
No,
Fuck
so
it.
So Team Plasma thinks that Pokemon can become their most powerful when they're free, and that Pokemon and humans can live together outside of Pokeballs and Pokemon battles.
So, like, a sensible goddamn human being is what you're telling
and
me.
And your character comes along and he's like, no, I want to fight with these Pokemon.
Okay, so essentially, in Pokemon Black and White,
you're evil.
You're like the Pokemon equivalent of the Confederacy.
You're Gary.
The point where I'm at in Black and White 2, I just finished fighting a guy who wanted to – because way back when, a bunch of people made this DNA splicer that took this really powerful Pokemon and split his soul basically into three parts so he wouldn't be as powerful.
This is the worst shit. It's like not only has Nintendo gotten everybody to buy three copies of the same fucking game, but they've gotten people to be like, yeah, Pokemon wanna fight. Screw those guys who are talking about how Pokemon should be free.
Seriously, the only thing that stops Team Plasma from obviously being the good guys is that, like, they're dicks, so they just, like, kick Pokemon when they free them or something.
This is, oh, God.
So I realized this on the Charmander episode, whenever he's like, oh, this Charmander's just sitting on a rock. I should catch it. I was like, man, you know, this thing is living in peace, or so you think. Why do you want to capture it for your own monetary gain?
Yeah, this goes back to my question. How many people died when trying to catch a wild Charizard? Because Charizard doesn't want to go into Pokeball.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I have a very serious question for you all.
Okay.
How small must Ash's penis be that he wants to be the very best and he has to catch them?
Except throughout the entirety of the show, Ash only gets like 40 Pokemon.
Like, what shitty thing happened to him? How many times did his...
Well,
a father beat him.
It's also pretty screwed up that, like, he wants to catch, like, the most endangered species of Pokemon for himself.
It is a scientific fact that he does not age. Because Clint and I were trying to figure this out. We looked at this timeline of Pokemon.
Yeah, and he turns 10, and then he never has another birthday.
No, it says he turns 10 on the day he gets Pikachu. And then at the beginning of the third season... It's that day is the anniversary he gets Pikachu.
But if he doesn't have a birthday.
Up online, it says age. 10.
Yeah.
And they were in like
season 8. It's the Bart Simpson
stuff. But the craziest thing. No, this is the craziest thing. Okay. So later on in like the bullshit series, he meets this girl named May. And May turns 10 whenever he meets her. A year later, she actually turns 11.
So Ash, it is physically impossible for Ash to age.
Yeah.
I can't.
This is
there's
why
just so many.
Pokemon,
there's just because... insidious layers upon insidious layers and messages and pricing schemes. When you dissect what Pokemon is the most morally repugnant video game series ever.
Mm-hmm.
There, I said it.
Now I just need to have like Pokemon that you can unlock once you pay money.
I don't care if Call of Duty is a celebration of American militarism.
Matthew.
Because what Pokemon is doing needs to be stopped. They're tyrannical.
Can I just address what Matthew said there? In
yes.
Black 2, there's a Pokemon that you cannot catch that is in that universe. The way you get this Pokemon in Black and White 2 is you buy the $3 downloadable game off the 3DS store.
Oh my god!
And this game to unlock Ondas.
They now have Ondas DLC.
I had to listen to people complain for a month about Mass Effect 3's ending, and nobody gives a shit about all of this. Ah, god damn it!
Got a
let's
point
move on.
So Evan, you were
skip Black and White too.
This is giving me an aneurysm.
So what I did this week was I played Pokemon Black and White 2 some more. And, yeah.
That's fun.
To be clear, get it right. It's Pokemon Black 2 and White 2.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Whatever. It's the same thing.
Dumbest shit.
Except the only half of the Pokemon is being spliced together in black. And
are they all black?
Huh?
Are they all black?
Is this
Pokemon?
Like a race war thing?
Yeah, it's like the Confederacy whole thing about versus Union.
Is Pokemon Black and White 2 just like The Wire? Just sort of an indictment of the war on drugs? Is that the whole thing?
Yep.
Okay.
No.
That's what The Wire's about?
Yes.
I gotta watch The Wire.
So,
so what do you think The Wire was about?
Wires.
It's a show set in Baltimore about drug dealers.
I didn't know what The Wire was.
It's like a wiretap. That's what The Wire is.
Oh, I thought it was just like people tap people's phones like with wires.
So I played Dance Central 3.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I did. That
was
is...
it more Dance Central? Piece of shit. I'm fired up. Let's do this.
You don't like Dance Central?
No, I like Dance. I was calling you a piece of shit.
Oh, okay. No, Dance
you
Central.
You call me a piece of shit, just not Dance Central.
Easily the best experience I've had with Kinect. Including
have you played Intel Discovered?
We watched you play all of Intel Discovered. All precious 17 minutes of
I watched you hump a still of Chris Evans. I've seen enough of the game.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, so Dance Central 3 is really good. It's
okay. Should we do the hustle?
One of the craziest is the
I
hustle.
Need to ask you a question. Did you do the time belt?
Did I what?
The time belt. The time. The move.
No.
Okay.
That's DLC.
That's DLC.
that makes sense.
So the biggest thing with Dance Central 3 that's new is its story mode, which
right. This thing sounds like the craziest bullshit.
It's so bullshit, but it's awesome. Like, so how you're introduced into this story mode is you go into this elevator. It just lowers you into this, like, rave party that's going on, and you dance off against these two newcomers to the Dance Central series whose names escape me right now. Eliza.
They're from, like, the secret dance CIA. Whoa,
I'm getting don't spoil it.
Okay.
So you dance off with these people, and after you're done dancing off with these people, they reveal themselves as the DCI, which is the Dance Central Intelligence, who is the agency that is based around stopping dance crimes throughout time.
Oh, I get it. It's Dance Central, but then it's also Central Intelligence.
Yeah.
Can I borrow this from you?
No, you go buy the
apparently game. This story mode, largely written by Eric Pope.
Really?
Pretty much from front to back.
So basically the entire premise is Dr. Tan has been going through time stealing the dance crazes, which are like dances of that time. Like
the hustle.
So you gotta go back, you gotta take back the dance crazes.
You gotta take off the dance crazes. So in the end you can dance off and prove that you are better at the dance
crazes. Do you dance off with Dr. Tannen or whatever his name is?
Dance off with this really old white dude.
Awesome.
Who is really bad at dancing.
Wait, does he look like Doc?
Just about to say, he looks like a sinister Doc Brown.
That's so great.
So here's my question. With this premise, I will be disappointed if the last dance-off with him is not just this crazy mishmash of all of the previous, like, dance crazes.
You will not be disappointed.
Oh, yes!
It's just dance after dance of, like, it's really short bits of the crazes.
Oh,
and then I'm totally going to spoil the end here because the end was my favorite part.
I don't care. Spoil it.
The end is after you go through all these crazes and prove that you're a better dancer, the way to beat Dr. Tan, because he's been putting dance control devices on the people.
Dance control devices.
Look, because Dr. Tan's big problem with people is that they're too creative with their dances.
Of course.
So he's stealing these crazes to implant them in people's minds so that they only do the crazes and they don't make up their own dance moves. Okay. So yeah. after you're creative enough and really good at the crazes to break all the mind control devices, mm-hmm. you have to make up your own dance moves against Dr. Tan.
All right. That's what I like. That's what I like to hear.
And he is the worst fucking dancer ever. So he goes first. He makes up his
own dance. Don't spoil the end of the fucking game, dude. I'm going to buy it. If you tell me the ending, I'm not going to buy it.
No, I'm just going to say this. He makes up his own dance moves, and then you're supposed to make up your own dance moves to fight him. It turns out that my dance moves and his dance moves are very similar.
So basically, you're terrible.
Well, you do have red hair.
Okay, so. Wait. I have a question here. I have a very serious question, and Evan's going to scoff at the question.
I'll get my scoffing muscles ready.
All right. So if I'm going to buy a Kinect game tomorrow, like let's say I go to the store and I want to buy a Kinect game, mm-hmm. what do I get?
Dance
Central Freakland. Hold on. I'm not done yet. You prematurely scoffed.
The answer is Dance
Central.
Okay. No.
The answer is Steel Battalion.
Stop. Dance Central 3 or Dragon Ball Z Kinect.
No, Dance Central 3.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, Dragon Ball Z
Kinect. You should get Steel Battalion Heavy Armor.
I just said that, Evan.
Let's talk about the story real quick, and then I'll tell you why Dance Central 3 is
the best. Yeah, I know. It's just Dragon Ball Z for Kinect. I was just saying. And they do yours.
Dragon Ball Z for the Kinect.
While you're jumping around these time streams, fixing the dance crimes and solving the crazes, you're meeting all these crews that were sent back in time by Dance Central Intelligence because you have to bring them back. And it's completely self-aware of how ridiculous this story is.
Gotta get the dancer.
And one of these people, or one of these groups that you stumble upon, they're 80s like street dancers.
Yeah.
And the very beginning is the kid goes, "We can't go back yet. They're going to tear down the rec center if we don't stop and dance."
Hold on. Guy
just goes, "What are you talking about?"
I just got to say that might be the most perfect detail, because there are so many awful, like, 80s comedies where people are worried about other people tearing down the rec center. That might be the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I actually had to stop and laugh. Like, there's some of those moments in the game. I would say that's the best one, but there's some of those moments that make you chuckle about how
self-glorious.
But Dragon Ball Z for Kinect.
Yeah, you can flail at Piccolo.
You get the Dragon Ball Z.
So, drop it.
Do the Kamehameha and turn into the Super Saiyan. I'm just saying.
And present day. And each decade has, like, the themed songs. I would say the 80s is actually my least favorite, just because I didn't know.
Oh, you mean because the 80s has uniformly shitty music? There, I said it.
Actually, it's so bad that the 80s craze is from the 70s.
What if I got the Price is Right?
Don't do that.
I'll play the Price. Price is Right.
It's got the Better with Kinect logo on it.
But all right,
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna find out what Kinect support.
I actually watched the Giant Bomb quick look of that. I think it's like mini games that are separate from Price is Right.
But I would suggest if you get Dance Central 3 to go into the story without looking at the playlist, because this is what I did. And when I stumbled upon the 90s house party, I was not knowing what the first song would be.
And then it turns out to be
surprised.
Backstreet Boys.
No, it was actually the famous Vanilla Ice song, Ice.
And so is the track list good?
It is really good, except for one Justin Bieber song.
What are you talking about? That sounds like the best part.
I don't know, man. Justin Bieber follows my created basketball player on Twitter. In NBA 2K13.
What's he called again? Red Santa?
Abraham Santa.
Santa. Come on, get it right.
There's a fake Twitter application in NBA 2K13. And there's like 13 celebrities that Jay-Z can follow you.
Yeah, please. Full title. NBA 2K13.
13 executive produced by Jay-Z.
Thank you.
I bet Jay-Z was like, Ah, oh, come on, man. We got to have some Twitter.
Yeah.
Up in this.
I'm on the Twitters.
If there's one problem I have with the story, goddammit. Is each genre decade is restricted to 5 songs.
You want and, more?
Or sorry, 4 songs, and then you get 5, including the craze.
So you want more?
Well, the problem is, like, I was fine with that 4, but to unlock the like craze song that keeps moving you on, mm-hmm. you have to get 15 stars or better.
Oh, so that basically means you need 3 stars on every single song?
Well, you need 4 stars on 3 songs and then a 3 on 1 song. Because you only get 4 songs, then you unlock the craze with that 15 stars.
Oh.
So, like, the 80s, I was having trouble doing some of the movies. The choreography is really good in the game, and it actually is done by good dancers, unlike other dancing games. Dance sounds just... dance.
Shots fired.
But it is difficult.
That's right, Aeronaut fans biased.
But Ubisoft. It is like for the unlearned dancer me to perform some of the 80s choreography. So it took me like I had to replay a song like 3 times.
Dude, 80s
I'm
gonna
say Ryan,
balls.
I prefer thinking of you awesome. As like an expert dancer.
Well,
but like, as someone who only dances at night, like, you put on a fake mustache so no one knows it's you.
Well, I will say I did 5-star the electric slide and the hustle on
very
my first
nice.
Try.
Very nice. Both very awesome dances, by the way.
And it is awesome that, like, as you're doing these crazes, it's cool, like, trying to piece together because while you're solving the crazes, each song has, like, a different piece of the dance. So... you, like, do the move, and it says you unlocked this part of the craze.
Oh, my God. But, am I seriously about to buy this fucking game?
But you don't. It doesn't tell you what the craze is, so, like, you try to figure out what the craze is before it happens. That's just, like, a little thing you can do with yourself. And don't make that a masturbation joke, Clint.
I wasn't even paying attention because I was too busy doing the math because I have a $15 off coupon for an Amazon purchase, and I was thinking Dragon Ball Z for Kinect, it would be like $25.
It'd
be $25. It'd be $25.
Get Dance Central 3.
It's
so good.
I hate to interrupt with a bit of sports talk. The Giants just beat the Cardinals 6-1.
And
so
dude,
now
25.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've come back from 3-1 to they've won the last 2 games.
I'm sorry, Evan, but I'm not a fan of the Giants.
I'm sorry, Evan. Yeah, I don't
no
know
one,
what the
no one's
fuck
really
you're
a fan
about.
Of the team that's not their team, I guess.
I mean, between the Cardinals and the Giants, I would prefer the Giants to win because I can't stand the Cardinals.
The sure. The whole sports but, team, like, favorite sports team thing is, like, the epitome of the console wars.
Yeah,
yep.
I don't really give a shit. I like Giants. I will fully admit I like the Giants because I live near them.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That's I like the Ravens whatever. Because the Eagles suck and the Ravens are the next closest team.
Okay.
But, like, you know.
Okay, so what I'm saying is $25 versus $35.
The $35 is worth it.
But Dragon
because,
Ball Z. Because then I could play through...
Let me get into the nuts and bolts of this
no,
game.
No, hold on, because I don't have my Dragon Ball Z DVDs anymore because that bitch, Meredith, stole them from me.
Oh, so
what did Meredith not do to you?
She was a humanitarian, a philanthropist, if you will.
No, she borrowed them, like, I think...
She borrowed them and burned them.
Hold on.
She
borrowed them 5 years ago, and I've tried to get them back for the past, like... 3 years after that, and then I just stopped because it's like, what's
so
the fucking point?
So you lent your Dragon Ball Z DVDs when you were like 8, because that
no.
was like 5 years ago.
No, it was not 5 years ago. No. But I did...
Are you pissed?
I did lend... Yeah, I'm fucking pissed because I bought every single fucking one of those. Those were expensive.
Oh, were those the new ones? That
no,
had, like,
not the Kai ones.
Not Kai, but they had like new content.
They were the DVD box sets, like the orange boxes.
Yeah.
They were like $30 a piece. Like, what the fuck, bitch?
Yeah.
Give me my fucking DVD. Man,
yeah.
You know?
Shake your ass.
Seriously. So anyway, Anyway.
Meredith, if you're out there, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's anyway. Get that in. That's going to become like how I talk about Persona every episode. That's going to be your thing.
Sure. Sure. Just, I got to let it out somewhere. I mean,
can that just be the subtitle for this one? Meredith, fuck you.
Sure.
Or,
no.
Counterpoint to that, error report, Clint plays Persona 3.
I'm just saying, Dragon Ball Z for Connect.
So, anyway.
Let's move on.
Dance Central 3 has probably the best tracking for Connect.
Okay. But Dragon Ball, you haven't played Dragon Ball Z for Connect? You sure shouldn't.
I've seen it. I've seen enough.
Yeah, I've seen enough. Of-
no, the feedback is really good in the game. It does, It shows you what body parts, like it outlines the body parts in red that you are off.
Yeah, just like every fucking Dance Central game.
Yeah, like it still does that.
Oh, hold on. Because on Amazon, I put Dragon Ball Z for Connect into my cart.
God damn it. Come on.
Hold on. And it said, customers who bought Dragon Ball Z for Connect also bought Fable the Journey, Dance Central 3, and Harry Potter for Connect.
So buy all those.
Of all four of those, which would you want me to play the most?
Dance Central 3.
Fable the Journey.
Dance Central 3.
Fable the Journey.
Dance Central 3 got 2 votes.
Harry Potter Connect.
That sounds like fun.
Anyway.
Oh, there are only six left in stock for Dance Central 3. Nobody else buy them. I'm fucking buying one right now. All right? Okay. Stop trying to buy them. Stop it.
Okay. So, I did... my reviews on the site, I gave Dance Central 3 a 5 out of 5.
Where's my phone?
One problem I did have with, like, while the motion detection and tracking is really good, I did have a problem, like, every so often, during one song, my left arm was stopped, like,
what the
being
fuck?
Recognized. It was, so, the game just kind of dropped my left arm out of the entire motion detecting, and it'll have little hits and misses like that that could really piss off people who are going for that 100% or something like that.
Oh, those fuckers.
But it's not enough that, like, while you're playing with a bunch of other people just to mess around, it would bother you at all.
So to be clear, it's like playing, like, a really good regular game, except sometimes the left analog stick doesn't work.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, guys. Really. I have to butt in again because there's an asshole on Amazon selling Dance Central 3 copies, and if you try to hit 2-day shipping, it adds another $48 for shipping, and that is a devious little motherfucker. So,
okay.
Just check that you're getting your Amazon purchase there, okay?
Matthew, it would be more equivalent to, like, say, if you're playing Call of Duty and you're using an automatic rifle and you're pulling down the trigger, but every so often a bullet that's supposed to fire won't fire. It doesn't affect
it
that much.
Yeah,
but it's still, like, if you're playing alone or something, it's more noticeable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Kinect.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I didn't call the game for it because it's the hardware.
Yeah,
it's not Dance Central 3's fault.
You're not Dance Central 3's fault.
One other thing I want to touch on.
Are you sure that I can't play Dragon Ball Z for Connect?
I'm sure. One other thing I want to touch on.
It's only $25, Clint.
It's only $25.
Like I said, the playlist is really good, even outside of the story mode. The choreography is really good. Throughout the, like, entire 30, 35 songs I played through the story mode, I only noticed moves repeating 2 or 3 times.
Uh-huh.
So that's good. Like, outside of the crazes that actually say they're going to use the other moves.
Amazon wants me to tweet that I just bought Dance Central 3 by Microsoft via at Amazon.
Ryan, I think I'm going to cut you off here almost purely because I don't know how much more of this back and forth I can handle with you and Clint.
I'm trying to talk over Clint. Let me just talk about one more thing.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is shut up. Because you're explaining things that are in the Dance Central franchise for the entirety of 3 games.
Well, it would be a lot shorter if you would just shut up about Dragon Ball Connect.
I'm just saying.
Dragon Ball Z Connect.
One new thing that's in the Dance Central 3 is
Dance
Central 3 is as soon as you start up the game on the main menu are 2 options. It's like you go to the actual menu or you just hit party mode. And party mode is this really awesome thing where it'll just throw up a playlist that randomizes all songs, and you can either skip or play a song or a mini game or something. And it's good, like, say you're having people over, you just turn on Dance Central, you throw that on there, and then just let it sit. And if people feel like playing Dance Central, they can just walk in front and play the song right away. And then after they're done the song, it'll take them right back to that menu.
But I have a question, though.
Songs.
I have a question. Like, mm-hmm. if it's not playing the song, is it, or if it's not, like, somebody's not playing, is it playing the songs?
No, I don't think so.
So basically it's just like, there. Here's a playlist, like...
Here's a random playlist. Do you want to play the song? Yes, you can play it. Do you want to skip? Skip okay. it.
And what's then, up with the high-fiving thing?
The high-fiving thing? Yeah. You mean like how you can use that to...
Start
like,
co-op games or whatever?
Co-op and stuff like that.
Okay. Does it work?
Yeah, it works.
Awesome.
Guys, yeah. I just All right, realized
so,
something.
Dance Central 3, it can works.
It works, and it works well.
Can I high-five myself to start?
Yeah, I think you can clap, and it'll, like, press enter.
Xbox.
High-fiving yourself is a pretty weird euphemism.
Guys,
I think it's just called clapping, actually.
Guys, I just realized something morbid. Like, what if you were someone that lost your arm, and you were playing Dance Central, and the game was like, oh, you're not doing a very good job, but he's actually, like, a good dancer, but he's an amputee.
Well,
what the hell?
So, Matthew,
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
What have you been doing? That's
the thing that I watched?
Well,
hold on. Ryan.
I watched 6 Days to Air.
It's a good documentary.
That's good.
Yeah, and then I watched
this
Bigger
Chair
Longer.
Is terrible.
I watched Bigger, Longer, and Uncut because Ryan told me to, kind
that's
of.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
What okay. do you think, Evan?
What? I bet
what do you think of Bigger, Longer, and Uncut?
Good movie. Yeah. Songs are catchy.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just skip to the most interesting thing. I went to Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay.
Something none of y'all did.
Yeah, because I'm dumb Florida.
Yeah, Florida is dumb, so it's a good move. Yeah. I ended up going with someone that was like a millionaire, so... After standing in line.
No, you're going to need to explain that.
Like I did. Okay, yeah. So like I went with a friend, and then when we went to the park, he met up with his friend, and his friend is like a millionaire. So he just like paid for our dinner at the Hard Rock, and then he like paid for putt-putt golf, and then he like paid for express passes.
Oh,
and
man,
there were like seven people in our group, so we just laid down like $700.
Hold the phone. He paid for putt-putt golf. He must be a millionaire.
Or, you know, like a guy with a minimum wage job who's just been saving up for 2 weeks.
We've found the mythical millionaire.
And, I mean, he paid for dinner at the Hard Rock. So
that's true.
He upcharged the shit out of that Hard
Rock. Extra $2 to get me a second slice of cheese on my cheeseburger. Holy shit.
Putt-putt is, like, the best game.
There was
this one time.
Dude, I was the best putt-putt golfer. I won.
There was this one time in North Carolina when I was playing putt-putt, and there was this guy in front of us who was with his girlfriend, and he kept – it was one of those things where you start on the bottom of the hill and the hole's on the top of the hill.
Right.
And he kept hitting the ball, and it would just bounce back down and roll back down to him, and it did like 4 times. Mm-hmm. And then he just got so pissed off at one point that he just dropped the club and kicked the ball, and he got a hole-in-one. And, like, everybody started clapping for him. And it was cool.
Was he a millionaire?
He was a millionaire. I mean, he paid for both of them, so. I mean, that's got to be, like, he's got to be.
I'm sure you wandered around Universal Studios and you thought, man, I could really go for not one, but two churros.
Oh, fuck, you got to be a millionaire for that.
I want to introduce you to my friend Paul. Brad? He's a millionaire. So we can totally splurge. We could even get 3 churros if we're feeling adventurous.
But if you're getting four churros, you got to be Brad Pitt.
When the economy rebounds, we can get 5.
Oh my god, I fucking hate this chair. This is the worst chair.
All right. The purpose of me telling you that is that, like, he bought express passes for all of us, so we just went on all the haunted houses that were normally, like, two-hour waits, which was pretty sweet.
Couldn't you just skip that part and say we got to all of the haunted houses and it was pretty great? Like,
because that wouldn't make sense normally.
Should have just got pretend to be in a wheelchair and then will let you in.
Yep.
That's pretty horrible.
Nope. It works.
Victimless crime. I'm serious. Who does that hurt?
One time I was at a Hurricane Morals. Harbor. Have you guys ever heard of the Hurricane Harbor?
No.
Yeah.
No. It's basically okay. Nope. Like it's a water theme park. It used to be called Wet and Wild, but anyway.
Oh, dude, I have a Wet and Wild.
Yeah. Wet and Wild. It used to be called that, and then they call it Hurricane Harbor. The weird thing was they called it Hurricane Harbor like the year after Katrina, so it was in poor taste.
So it was weird.
Yeah. Anyway,
was it in Louisiana?
No. But the reason why I tell this story is because I was actually in a wheelchair one time I went to Hurricane Harbor because I was going on this water slide, and I think this was back in like 7th grade or something like that.
Did you have to go down in your wheelchair?
No, I wasn't in the wheelchair. Wow. I wasn't in the wheelchair at this point, okay? So it was this kid's birthday party, and so, you know, like any good birthday party, like everyone split into groups. We all went and did our own thing. There was this one water slide that I really wanted to go down. It was like this tube water slide. And so me and a couple other people got into the line. It was a pretty long line. There was this stupid fat kid right in front of me. That's a part of the story. So anyway,
what was his name? Ryan McGinley.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, so man. It's Fats McGee. Let's just call him Fats McGee. So anyway, we get to the top of the line and, like I'm right behind him. He starts going down the slide. He's like, like scooting himself down, like stopping himself constantly saying, "Oh, I'm stuck. I'm stuck." And the lifeguard there didn't even fucking pay attention. He was just like, "All right, get ready." And then he saw the light go red, and he's like, "All right, now you go." And I'm like, "Dude, that fucking kid, he's probably like slipping and sliding all the way down there, right?" He was like, "What, are you scared?" And I was like, "What the fuck? You're not paying attention to this kid?"
Oh, challenge accepted.
What the hell was he? Was he like, see, what 12-year-old? your pussy was.
That's basically that is the basic gist of what was going down there. So anyway, I was like, all right, fuck it. That kid, I gave him like a minute. It gotta be a minute to get down the fucking slide, right? So I start sliding down the slide, and I'm going like, "Woo, yeah, this ball's awesome!" And the entire time in the back of my head, I'm thinking, "What if I run into this kid?" And about that time, I round this corner, and I run smack dab into this fat kid's back.
That's rough.
And I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like my ankle twist in a very, very poor direction, and all of a sudden,
to all of the great directions your ankle can twist.
This is the worst part of the story. Okay, as soon as I hit him, he was like, oh, and then he started sliding down like a fucking normal person. What the fuck, kid? And so then I reached the edge
It sounds like you fought a boss from a Sega Genesis game.
And so I reached the edge of the tube because I don't want the same thing to happen to me. I don't want somebody running into my back. So I reached the edge of the tube so that the lifeguard in the pool where you jump out, like, reaches you. And I'm like calling up the slide, like, "Don't fucking come down here." And the kid, I see the fat kid, he jumps out of the tube immediately and he starts swimming towards the he climbs up the ladder and then he just fucking darts. I don't see that fucking kid ever again. Fuck you, kid. Seriously. And so now,
I guess this is the time I should say that was me.
Yeah. So now I'm stuck up in a tube.
Making a noise. Ugh.
Now I'm stuck up in the tube with a twisted ankle, and I'm afraid, dude, if I fall down into this pool, it's going to hurt like a motherfucker, right? So,
yes.
Yeah. And
yeah,
that's a safe assumption.
So basically what ended up happening was I had to jump down into the pool and it hurt like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. After that point, they took me to the Hurricane Harbor infirmary where they put me in a wheelchair and called my mom and had my mom come out there.
Oh, what if they called the infirmary disaster relief?
No. So, so that's that.
My biggest fear of how I will die is if I'm going down a water slide and I just go over the edge on like one of those turns.
That almost happened. That, no, dude, that almost fucking happened to me. You don't even know. Oh my god! It was the same day. It was right before this.
Like, that would be the worst way to die. You're just having so much fun, and then all of a sudden you're just falling.
Like, you know what I'm most scared of when I die? Just being, like, stabbed by some dude. I don't have some sort of elaborate, like, I'll be going down a water slide, and then I'll hit this at a 45-degree angle, and I'll go tumbling over myself.
No, Evan, you don't
even... It's not elaborate. It's just, like, if I'm going fast enough, I might go over this edge.
Exactly.
I'm going to die.
And so you're sitting in the two-seat tube thing. You're going down this water slide
No, not the tube ones. The tube ones, I'm all right, because I can, like, land on the tube and save myself. The ones that you're, like, just
I don't know, man. That thing could pop.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Falling off of the edge of a water slide is just the same as falling out a window or jumping off a building. There's nothing inherently different about it.
Another terrible thing to have happen to you.
And you're wet.
You're having so much fun, and then all of a sudden you're just dead.
Another terrible thing to have happen to you.
Leaning out that window.
Another terrible thing.
Out a window for fun.
Hold on. Another terrible thing to happen.
What amusement park is that?
I didn't jump out of a window for fun in the Call of Cthulhu episode.
You know the wavy pools?
Wave pools?
Yeah, the wave pool, like the gigantic wave and just the fucking tidal waves, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
what if somebody pushing you down into that thing? That's the fucking worst. That also happened on that day. That was a terrible day. I haven't been to a water theme park since that day.
So Silent Hill.
Silent Hill was a cool haunted house.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else?
There's a Walking Dead house.
How was that?
That was pretty cool.
Was it boring as shit?
Nah, there were no zombies in it. There were zombies in it.
Were they on Herschel's farm for like way too long?
You did go into Herschel's farm, like you went to the stables.
Did you just stand around and talk for a little bit?
Yeah.
At one point, is there?
Yeah, it's like why is like a minute of this haunted house like us just standing
and
talking?
The real question is where was Carl the whole time?
Was he in the house?
He was not in the fucking house. I can tell you that right now.
When he was at cereal with Junior.
When you get to the end, is there a sign that says The Walking Dead with an arrow pointing down at a mirror?
If they had done that, that would have been like a town 10.
What else did you do other than your dumb haunted house runs with millionaires?
I beat XCOM.
Did you beat XCOM with a millionaire?
Yes. That's one of the options in the star menu.
It's an achievement, actually.
Yeah.
Beat XCOM with a millionaire present.
Matthew, I had to ask
you. And then you beat it with $1 million, so you're the millionaire.
It's very rare to get the millionaire class type out of the the training.
Matthew, I have to ask you, in the final mission, the final room, did you cheese it or did you kill everyone?
I killed everyone.
Oh, you could cheese it.
How do you do that?
By killing the one ethereal that spawns everyone else. Yeah.
That's stupid.
The best part is I pulled my female Ryan McGinley sniper and she got double tap. So one was a headshot critical and that took 17 and the other one was just a normal hit and it took 11 and that thing was dead.
It was great.
Yeah, dude, double tap is like the best thing.
Double tap is the best thing.
So I have a question because I've heard two things about the last level. First, that it breaks a ton. I have seen a shitload of people on Twitter talking about just hard locks at the final battle.
It never locked on me.
Oh, wow, really?
The second thing is that it's awful.
The second thing is definitely true, and I would guess the first thing is true if you got a lot of reports.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's just like a normal level of XCOM, only longer. Like, there's No, it is a fucking normal level, but with a longer stretch. That's... Don't fucking... It is. It is.
It's really bad. You go...
Okay. At least form a coherent attack.
Evan, this is the final level. You go... First room, sectoids. Second room, like, mutant. It just tops itself over and over again. Like, all the different things that you fought throughout the game. And then, like, this alien telling you about each of the alien types and why they're failed experiments or whatever. And then, like, the final room is bullshit. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
So it sounds like a bad level of XCOM.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's not any different than the fucking alien mission.
Well, it's because, like, I don't know, but for some reason I expected, like, some half-decent, like, conclusion, and it was just kind of like, no, I mean, he sacrifices himself.
Are you kidding me?
There was an expectation for the final level of a game to be
It is a fine level, but to expect anything other than what happens at the end to happen at the end is just kind of ridiculous. Like, that is the only conclusion that you can have to a fucking alien invasion story where you win.
Okay, I don't know what the conclusion is. I think it's less about...
It's a dumb story. It doesn't fucking matter. That is not the story that matters.
Well, yeah, I know. I just kind of...
And I think it's more about the fact that there is a very real and, I think, reasonable expectation that the final level of any video game in its design or gameplay is interesting or different from the challenge.
It's the final... The final level is very... There's no mystery or surprise to it, because it's just these segmented rooms that you know, okay, I'm guessing this blank enemy type is going to be
if
here.
If Super Mario Brothers just ended with, like, 1-1, that wouldn't be a very good conclusion to Super Mario Brothers, but instead it sort of ramps up and it gives you this last level where you finally kill Bowser once.
Okay, but to that point, in XCOM, everything starts ramping up and you're fighting more and more enemies. In the last level, you have a very long level with a whole bunch of enemies that you have to kill.
Then you said what it's leading up to is bad. Leading up to is a room.
And I just don't even like the progression of that level in general. It's just kind of like...
It is fine. It's not like... Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
There is something wrong with it.
What?
I really don't think the segmented thing works, because it just makes the whole thing really predictable. It's like, I pretty much know where the enemy placements are going to be. So, like, what's the fucking difficulty? There is no difficulty.
Yeah, so they're fucking hard. They're fucking hard, and it takes for fucking ever to get through it. And so you're going to end up getting hit a lot, and then you're going to have people die. You only have...
I will say this. What you are describing... sounds like a level of it is difficulty that is being derived by something that is not the fun difficulty in XCOM.
It is
like part of
XCOM. Yeah, it's just like, here's a few difficult enemies, but
I don't see why you're so uppity about it, because it is just a normal level of XCOM.
It's really not normal, but that's level of XCOM.
I haven't even played it, and I'm getting uppity about it. That's the problem. The last level of a video game should not just be a normal level of that video game. It should be different. It should have a good conclusion. I'm not even talking about a good story conclusion. Just like a gameplay conclusion.
What do you even...
Just like, oh man, that was a memorable confrontation.
I mean,
there's like some new really like secret enemy type that they save till the end. And I don't mean the one... There's like literally no difference between that enemy type.
Yeah, because there are three of them, and then they get your guys, and then you have to fight your own guys. But Evan, what do you do in a strategy game like XCOM to change up the last level to make it not what you've experienced before?
Well, I mean, you certainly don't start by presenting a level that sounds more predictable than everything before it. I guess here's what I'm saying. Is that there should at least be... I don't know. They should do something better. I'm not a game designer. I'm a game critic.
Listen, but it is not terrible, and it's not like, as bad as what Matthew is making out to be.
I'm not claiming that it's terrible, obviously. I haven't played it. But, like, I wouldn't be satisfied if Max Payne 3 ended with me shooting a random goon.
And then, it kind of does, though.
Well, no, you blow up a fucking plane.
Ah, yeah. More or less.
Which is... That is something different.
It's more or less about that.
Planes in the rest of Max Payne 3.
It doesn't fucking matter because XCOM's a fucking great game, so...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fight.
Fight, fight, fight. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
No. I'm not gonna fight or kiss Matthew.
Aw.
I'm kinda done with this bullshit. Yeah, that's right, Matthew. You're full of bullshit, and I'm done with it.
So, Clint, what you've been doing?
Yeah. I didn't hate or anything.
You're becoming like a commenter on the Resident Evil 6 review.
No, I don't even think... I think that he is totally justified by his 4. Like, that is a fine score for the game. I had more fun with it. That's fine.
That's fine, except for his bullshit.
No, I'm talking about his bullshit. I'm talking about his bullshit with the last level. Not having a coherent fucking argument for it.
I think he has a perfectly coherent argument for it.
Thank you, Evan.
Not.
I totally do.
No, you don't.
I did.
I'm done talking to you. Can you please shut up?
I don't like Matthew. He doesn't have a coherent argument.
Dude, thank you, Ryan.
I brought you back from the fucking dead, okay? So shut up.
I don't care.
You almost killed me in a tabletop RPG.
Hmm? Wait, what?
What?
Or are you talking about XCOM? I thought you were leveraging the thing where you totally like saved Ryan's life in Call of Cthulhu.
Oh,
I saved your life by giving that health potion.
I saved your life. I actually like fucking supported you down like up some stairs and shit.
Yeah, and then you abandoned us. Let's not talk about.
Okay, yeah, but you were dead.
Could we throw to break?
No,
Clint didn't talk yet.
Clint,
Jesus,
what?
What else did you do?
Well, I played XCOM.
Okay. And best video game ending ever?
No. It is like
I was not sincerely opening back up Pandora's box.
On like the final cutscene thing, it's like an alien invasion movie. What do you think is going to be the end? What is the end of Armageddon? That's the end of XCOM.
Sure. Sure.
An asteroid comes in and Ben Affleck saves the day?
That would have been awesome.
No, Bruce Willis saves the day.
Oh, Bruce Willis.
That would have been awesome.
Actually, it was Ben Texter who was my Bruce Willis. So good on Ben for that
Nick
one.
Clement was my Bruce Willis.
I shot the person in the head.
Ryan, you didn't have psionic powers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Evan, you were the only other reviewer besides Nick alive at the end, so good job.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Evan, you were the same bald chick who was busy healing everybody at the end of my game.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of the role I fell on the site, too.
Being a bald chick. I mean, since Casey isn't really on the podcast anymore.
Or bald. I'm bald.
No, but if I was to picture you. If I was to picture you with
witness Evan Tognani shave his hair.
No, if I was to picture with any of the hair that's in XCOM, it would just be the bald guy.
I do lose hair at an alarming rate. I'm probably balding.
So yeah, that's a ridiculously fun game, and I kind of want to go back to that. I'm gonna let it sit for a little bit. You know,
I'm sort of. I restarted on easy, and I don't know. I still think it's an excellent game. I just sort of don't have the drive to play more.
You don't have the drive to finish any game this year, do you?
I don't.
Resident Evil 6, Borderlands 2, fucking Darksiders 2. You don't finish anything.
Okay. I need to finish Darksiders 2.
It's true that games that have sort of generally repetitive structures, I don't finish. That's ultra accurate.
I think all of those are fine video games.
Hey, Borderlands 2 is good. I just wish its quest design was more than go to this place and shoot these people and maybe listen to some...
How do you make a first-person shooter any different than that, really?
How do you make an RPG any different than that kind of base thing?
Like, go here, press a thing, go here, yeah, kill a dude.
Wait, hold on. Evan?
Really? You're saying that Borderlands quest design is what it had to have been.
How could you make it any different?
Write a better fucking story. Give me characters I'm interested in.
Set up situations that you need.
That actually doesn't change up any of the quest structure. That changes up the story structure. Doesn't change up the quest.
Yeah, I know. The point is the quest structure is very dependent on the story.
No, it's not, actually.
I think it's dependent on it being an RPG.
Explain what you're talking about, right?
Okay, so basically...
First of all, RPGs are not characterized by going places and shooting people.
No. He's saying if you do a side quest, like any game, let's take Oblivion, for example. You go to a place, you kill a thing, you bring something back.
Exactly.
That is a quest in most RPGs.
I understand that, but the thing that separates one of those quests from another one of those quests is the fact that there are different story hooks and things I'm interested in. And because Borderlands 2 has none of that, that's on you. Oh, wait
no,
a minute.
No, no, no. Ryan, shut up.
My subjective opinion against my subjective opinion.
Evan, you also shut up. Okay, so because you first started the argument with its quest structure, you go to story structure. Yes, that is an argument that you can have, but quest structure can't really be changed.
I mean that's not necessarily true is what I'm saying.
So what you're saying is you would be all right with the quest structure if there were different.
You'd be all right with going places and killing guys if there was a good story to go along with going places and killing guys.
Yes, I would be.
Okay.
There are plenty of different types of games that can be made in the first person perspective. The idea that because there are guns in Borderlands, the only thing you should be able to do is go to a place and kill a mob of enemies that swarm towards you.
Well, you can also go a place and push a button or something.
Yeah, I'm just saying every video game is like that if you're being reductionist
about it.
There is an undeniable...
Video games is about pushing buttons.
This whole separation thing between quest structure and story structure I don't think is as cut and dried as you guys are making it out to be. Because ultimately, what you guys are saying is, oh yeah, how every first person shoot, you just go and you push buttons and you kill things. But you do that in Fallout and you do that in Doom 2. And those games
it's how the story contextualizes play that makes it special.
Evan, you started the argument, I was just saying quest structure.
I know,
and I'm saying the story complaints I have are complaints regarding the quest structure. That I think story is a part of quest structure.
I can get behind you whenever you start talking about it. I need a motivation for this quest. But to say, what we're doing is we're saying at the start of the argument, it was... I don't like the way that Borderlands 2 structures its quest. And the first thing that you think of whenever you say that I don't like the way that Borderlands 2 structures its quest is I get a quest, okay, there's the objective, I go to that objective, I do a thing, and then I come back. That is what a quest structure is. Yeah, then you start pumping on layers on top of that.
At that point, my job is meaningless. The point at which you say that is what a quest structure is, then there is nothing to talk about in video games in terms of objective. Yes, in every video game, you go to a place and you do a thing and then you go back. That doesn't make any difference.
No, because at the start of the argument, it was like, it's fucking repetitive. And
yeah.
Yeah. Like... The storylines in Borderlands 2 are not repetitive. The quests
doesn't make
themselves,
them good.
No, they're not. I agree with you. Most of the dialogue in Borderlands 2 is not good. But that doesn't. What I'm saying is, you saying the quest structure is repetitive and I don't like it. That is saying what I'm doing in this game is repetitive and I don't like it.
Yes, that is what that
okay,
is.
Okay, so
but you didn't say anything about the story originally.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say here is that quest structure envelops story as well. You and I just have a different interpretation of what the term quest structure is. When I think of what a quest is, the first thing that leaps to my mind is not the gameplay of the quest. It is what I am doing on the quest.
And even if what you're doing is technically the same thing as anything else you might be doing, it just what the story is what makes the quest interesting. And if the story is shit, then you don't give a shit. Yes.
I'm saying is that we're in this argument right now because of the term repetitive. If there was a different term used, this argument wouldn't be happening right now.
Mm-hmm. I guess I just don't understand what your complaint is with me using the word repetitive then, because it is repetitive.
No, and I totally get that. Like, I am agreeing with you mm-hmm. that it is repetitive. But then you say something like, oh, well, the stories are also terrible. Like, that's not – that the stories aren't repetitive, though. They're just terrible.
No, I think they are repetitive. I think they're tonally repetitive. I think that – At the end of the day, everything you do in that game is you go to a place, you kill some things, there's someone who spouts some sort of really trying hard to be funny dialogue at you over a radio, and then you come back.
Okay, so now we're all on the same page again, because I completely agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that, what I'm saying right there, is what I consider a quest structure to be. Your guys' arguments seem to be, for the most part, that I had a complaint with the story structure, not the quest structure.
No. No, it is...
I mean, that was what you guys were saying. You were saying this is all story structure stuff you're talking about, not quest structure. And...
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
All I'm saying is that I think viewing what I said about the quest structure being repetitive as just focusing on the gameplay...
No, basically what it just comes down to is trying to define terms in video games is a hard thing to do. And it's a thing that everyone has a different viewpoint on. Ryan and I might think that quest structure is mostly based in gameplay and then story is a layer on top of that. Like, maybe it is like... The gameplay all happens, and then there's this story layer that is just laid down on top of that, like a pillow, and that's what
like a pillow,
yeah,
like a soft little pillow.
So that, like you're playing through the quests and you're doing a thing. There's a story on top of it, but you're still doing a thing, and that is what I like define as it. I kind of separate them a little bit because of the the pillowcase,
right? But I mean my. My
no, I totally
is
get
pretty
it.
Much just that
we're arguing about nothing now.
The point
we're arguing, we're arguing the same thing with different terms. That's all that's happening.
The last point I will make, which is not a point directed at anybody but the audience, is that I hate you all. No, I just think that the point at which. A person looking at a video game separates those two things is the point at which you get a level of reduction that makes every video game kind of the same.
Well, I mean, no, it's just like video games are starting to evolve to bring those things to more of a forefront. Like back whenever I was playing Metal Slug, it was just, a different level structure. There's no story there. I'm doing basically the same thing. I'm shooting guys, but I'm doing it in different environments with different enemy types. And Mario, basically the same thing. Yeah, Princess Peach is stolen by Bowser. You jump through a whole bunch of levels that are different. Like, it is that story is starting to become a mainstay in video games and starting to become a thing that people need to care about, and it needs to be a thing that is good in a video game in order for the medium to become anything more than it already is right now. And so that definition is changing. And so we're now in a transitional period where some people have a different definition for something like a quest structure or a story structure or what is gameplay, like that kind of thing.
Sure. In closing, I'm right and you guys are wrong.
In closing, video games are dumb and I'm done with this shit.
Okay.
Except for Kinect Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that.
So I also finished Pokemon Snap.
Yeah. Did you get all the Pokemons?
I got all the Pokemons.
How many?
Okay,
were
there, like, can we move on?
I don't know. I think it's like in the at least I got like in the upper 60s or something.
Like that.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Yeah.
We've talked so much about Pokemon.
Because I think we ended like right before I like got everything.
Oh my gosh.
So so I immediately unlocked like the Valley and got the.
I'm leaving the podcast forever.
Yeah.
The Valley has Squirtle.
Yeah, the Valley has Squirtle.
Oh, then what about Mew?
And Mankey.
Made a goddamn stupid decision following up our argument with Pokemon Snap.
So, now you know how I feel about Persona.
So
yeah, except Persona's actually really good.
Oh, burn.
So after...
I will fight you to the death over Pokemon Snap being a good game.
I think it's a good game. It's not... doesn't touch Persona. Let's not go crazy here.
So after the Valley...
I don't know.
I think, isn't there one more level after the Valley? Not the Rainbow Cloud, but was it the Rainbow Cloud? Anyway, you go back through all six levels and you find all the signs.
Like the Big Dope Trio.
Yeah. And then you unlock the constellations to go to the clouds and take pictures of Mew.
Mew.
Mew. Where you shoot apples at his egg thing and then he gets...
And kill him.
She gets out of it. She gets out. I don't know. I picture her as a she. Mew is
a
she.
Hermaphrodite.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And so then you take pictures of her, and then the game is over because you get like over 9,000 points for.
It's over 9,000.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Podcast over. Let's go. Yeah. Other than that, I don't know.
It all comes back to Dragon Ball.
Watched Pokemon.
I did watch a little bit of Pokemon. I am going to attempt with Ryan. We are going to be watching a couple of Pokemon episodes in a night. To
more than a couple.
Yeah, we're gonna be watching a lot of Pokemon just so that like I can start to see like where Generation 2 starts to come in, and maybe I can learn to appreciate that a little bit.
That's why I want Evan to play Soul Silver mostly, because I think you guys would appreciate Generation 2.
I don't like Pokemon that much.
Cyrodiil is a dumb
Pokemon. There's no appreciation here. This was a joke. I talked about how much better Pokemon Yellow was because it's the only one I played, and I played it when I was a little kid, and that I'm not going to play Pokemon Soul Silver and be like, it's like a fine wine. Suddenly the second generation has just revealed itself to me. What is going to happen is I'm going to spend 15 hours playing a dumb Pokemon game, and you're going to spend 150 playing great Persona games.
Basically so far, Ash has 3 Pokemon badges, 2 of which he was just given. He didn't actually win those. He actually won his battle with Surge.
He totally won his battle with Brock.
It wasn't a fair battle. Remember the sprinkler system went off.
That still counts.
He said at the end of the episode, he was like,
when we start debating semantics of the Pokemon.
He said, I want to fight you fairly. He said, I want to fight you fairly. And then Brock was like, no, you earned this because you're such a good guy. And then he was totally about to beat Misty, and then Team Rocket shows up.
Oh, God, please stop.
And then
he
basically won that one, but not really because the fight wasn't over.
Would Misty really win against a Pikachu?
No.
Stop.
And so then with General Surge...
Let me talk a little bit more about fusing personas.
Shut up. General Surge, like, Pikachu was like... Ash actually gave him the choice. Hey, do you want to evolve? I'm giving you that choice. And Pikachu was like... Pika, 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 Pikachu, and then he was like, "All right, let's not do that."
hey, Matthew.
Yeah. Matthew.
So at the start of Persona 3, you can fuse.
Squirtle gets his sunglasses, at one point,
you fuse three.
The Squirtle Squad.
The Squirtle Squad's the best.
Then later on, you unlock all the time. Like, you can fuse 4 together, 5 together, or even 6 together.
It's like, what's going on?
How many different types of personas are there?
So
I believe there are 171
That's pretty cool.
There are over 170 personas, but there are over like 151 Pokemon. So
can you only fuse certain personas together?
You can fuse all.
No, you can fuse any persona with any persona.
Oh, which is that sometimes they'll make like a similar persona.
We should probably start a break, shouldn't we?
Okay.
Yeah, they'll just make it. What we should do is start our own Pokemon podcast.
And then there's like this
Pokecast.
There are these sort of personas that you fuse together by getting five or six specific other personas and fuse them.
Evan.
Yeah.
What do you think about a Pokecast?
I think that that's what I think. I think Persona Cast is what we should be investing in.
Cast?
What about Dark Souls Cast?
Get out.
Fuck that.
No, get the fuck out of here.
if we can all agree about one thing, it's that Dark Souls is overrated.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think it's
like a hard game, so it's like the most just really best game ever.
That game has like an 89 on Metacritic.
Does it really?
Yes.
It's all Jim Riley's scores.
Jim Riley's all the counts.
Before we throw it a break, what Dark Souls? It is an 89, yeah. I was
Dark
right
Souls
on
the... isn't that, like, it's all right. It's a game.
Nah.
It's is it a game?
It's got a frame rate like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's why I stopped playing that game. The frame rate is so bad.
I stopped playing on because it wasn't that fun after a certain point. It was just they just try to beat you over the head with difficulty.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it's not that fun.
Yeah, nope. Exactly.
All I'm saying is Game Reactor Sweden, who gave Dark Souls the lowest score on here of a 70 out of 100. They're my people.
Here's a question about
us. Fan of Sweden.
If and when we get on Metacritic...
Yeah, we'll get on Metacritic.
When we get on Metacritic,
5 out of 5 that would go down as 100, right?
Uh huh.
Yes, it's how Giant Bomb works too. All
right,
that's Giant Bomb gives something a 3 and it shows up as a 60.
That's yeah. All right.
They should be able to tell Metacritic this is a range of this score. 90,
not
we
a
want
100.
This score.
Yeah, no, it is as simple as a 5 is. You know that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Like, at that point, it's really
it's just weird.
Like there are just so many numbers that it doesn't matter at that point. But
yeah,
like,
you're right.
Hey, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, 180, 60, 40.
Yeah,
20,
since it's all
whatever.
Averaging, it's kind of making a difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than Rotten Tomatoes' stupid way of doing it.
Hey, you know it's got a fresh rating.
Yeah, a fresh rating of 100 Sinister. Could just be one guy who gave the movie a 6. Out of 10.
It's got a fresh rating, so...
But, yeah.
We should go see it. What do you say? Paranormal Activity 4.
Oh, yeah. That does not have a fresh rating.
Hey, Ryan, you want to watch You want to watch Paranormal Activity 2 and 3 with me?
I don't, but I do, because we watched that really crappy paranormal movie.
Paranormal Entity.
Entity, yes. Yeah. That was so bad.
Wasn't that an unofficial, sequel?
No. It was,
It has
the guy...
a sequel. That we should watch.
The guy that...
the guy who did Titanic 2, right?
Yeah, he was in that one.
Can we throw it a break?
It was all the arcane or whatever. I don't know what they're...
and the mom was
he
writing...
He was the developer of Dishonored.
Yes, he works at Dishonored. His mom was crazy, and there was a bow. Yeah.
Can anybody hear me?
No.
You know how
am I just dead?
Activity,
yes.
Doors will slam and stuff?
I don't know. Everyone's talking.
Let's throw it a break.
I guess so.
I want to talk about Paranormal Entity.
Oh, sure. Let's just throw it a break.
Everyone's gone. And I got to fill break time alone. So if I was to get Dragon Ball Z for Kinect, then that would mean that I could actually perform real-life Kamehamehas, which sounds really cool. And it comes with the Goku hair, as I heard. So having the Goku hair would be pretty cool. It's got QR codes on it and everything. And I don't know, spear bombs and stuff. That'd be pretty cool. So, anyway, I think now is the time for us to maybe do some news.
Really?
I agree.
Fuck. Ah, shit, I lost it. There.
God damn it.
Written by Aaron Sorkin.
So breaking news. Kyle Locke just sent me a message on Facebook saying Intel discovered maybe the greatest thing ever. I forgot to talk about that. That game is great.
You can just see all the glory of it.
Just watch our crash test of Intel discovered.
Check it.
Yeah. Watch our fuck it.
It's actually called crash test.
Watch Clint fuck Chris Evans.
Yep.
That happens.
All up and down. What is up, Chris?
So Evans. News.
Chris Ekins.
The Super Meat Boy creators have announced
Eugenics.
A new game called... Might be the greatest title for any video game. It's a game about cats called Mewgenics.
And it has a little cat with a cat head growing out of his head.
Yeah. Yes. And
I just remember what eugenics is, so that's funny.
The subtitle is a game about cats, kinda. And Edmund McMillan describes it as by far the strangest project I've ever worked on.
That's saying something, ladies and gentlemen.
That is. He's worked on strange video games. I know half of the podcast is not a big Super Meat Boy fan.
Or Binding of Isaac.
What half of the podcast?
You and Clint.
Who said I didn't like those games?
I thought you agreed with Clint when he said that he played like an hour of it and then stopped.
Who said that I only played an hour of it and then stopped?
You did.
When we were talking about our favorite games.
I played only a little
bit of Super Meat Boy and then you stopped because it was too long.
I didn't stop because it was too long. I just stopped because I had other games to play and stuff.
I stopped because I kind of got it. Like, all right.
I like Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, it's fine.
And Binding of Isaac's fucking hard. Because I was playing with a trackpad when I was playing with it.
That would make it
that's,
much
That's more fine. Difficult. I had a much different picture of this from that one podcast.
I've never played Binding of Isaac, so I can't say one way or another.
It's a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Wii U voice chat is kind of fucked, apparently.
Remember the joy of the Wii Speak.
Well, so only select games will support chat through third-party headsets.
Just like the Wii Speak.
Yeah. Wasn't it only for Animal Crossing City Folk?
Pretty much, yeah.
No, it's Black Ops 2 and Assassin's Creed and Mass Effect.
He's asking about the Wii Speak.
Oh, the Wii Speak.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the Wii Speak.
Wii Speak was a failed technology by Nintendo to
I know what it is.
To try and get voice chat.
I just remember the commercials. There were like two girls, and it was like a rainy day, and they were just talking over Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that was pretty much the only game that did Wii Speak. I think there were a couple others, but that was the best implementation of Wii Speak. I think I can say that.
The Wii U gamepad does have a built-in microphone, but it cannot be used for voice chat.
No.
That's really stupid. Yeah, sounds kind of like bullshit to me.
Well, it also sounds like a way for Nintendo to sell another peripheral, so.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I really hope PlayStation capitalizes on cross-game chat this coming generation.
Yeah, they should.
They're certainly...
I know it's like odd because it has nothing to do with the actual games on the system or the actual system itself, but I'll be more likely to buy games on the Xbox because I can talk to people while playing those games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Online structure is a weird thing that that seems Microsoft has gotten right with the Xbox and, you know, PlayStation hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wii and Nintendo are still smashing rocks.
Let's talk about friend codes.
Yeah, so friend codes are probably the most secure system in the world because you don't know what your friend code. You can't fucking type in a 10-digit number code.
So. That's true. It's so well protected that even the user can't log in.
Exactly. So I mean, no kids getting molested through Wii.
So Clint.
Yes.
I know you and I have talked at length about how ridiculous and series-betraying Mass Effect 3's ending is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's recorded. You can listen to those discussions.
Yeah.
So, it should be really aggravating for you to hear, then, that Mass Effect 4 isn't going to feature Shepard, so that really is the end of Shepard's story.
Oh my, no, fuck, no, there was indoctrination, and he's totally alive, it was all a dream the entire fucking time!
That's true. Anyhow, BioWare too stupid to capitalize, I suppose.
That was a bit.
That was a bit. Let's just take it back. Dun, 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 ding. So Mass Effect 4...
It's the bit music.
Apparently is going to feature a very, very different context as to the world and what's happening. It will not feature Shepard. And that, you know, they're not just Mass Effect 4, but there will be no more Shepard in future Mass Effect games.
Good.
Makes sense. Yeah, because he's dead. No, I can't say it.
Because he's...
No, you know. The moratorium on Mass Effect spoilers is over.
Please.
Yeah, you're right, Evan. You're actually right.
I'm the 30%.
I'm the 30%.
I'm the 70.
I'm the 1%.
Yeah. Kyle said here, Kyle Locke, breaking news. Kyle Locke is continuing to gush over.
Is Kyle until, just our news guy now?
Until discovered. He's saying that I tried to dance is the worst, best part, that I got a nice combo, and he's loving the red carpet.
Oh, great.
Clint, did you go back and, like, complete that 100% that?
No, I should.
You should.
You have to upload 20 pictures to Facebook.
You have to play that game five times.
So many times for that to happen.
There are so many different options. For how to win the game.
Here says that someone from BioWare here said that, you know, we don't want to make Shepard 2 or Mass Effect 4 with, like, oh, there's no more Shepard, but you're a soldier in the universe, so this will be a very, very different context.
Okay, so you're going to be playing a ghost.
Farmer.
Space ghost. Coast to coast.
Harvest Moon, Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon, Mass Effect.
You're going to be playing as Joker.
Oh, so, Clint, I remember one time we were talking about how much we hate the Mass Effect 3 ending over the Twitter app on the Xbox.
Sure.
And I remember we once started forming a petition to change the ending through a group that we created on the Facebook app on the Xbox.
I guess so.
Unfortunately. Those two apps, Microsoft, they're retiring those apps.
Oh, no, I can't upload my Intel Discovered pictures
Hurry
to
up,
Facebook.
Clint.
I have to get those fucking points. Oh, my God. Can we end this? Can we end this?
The story dashboard update will remove the applications in an effort to streamline functionality.
No! What's going to happen to all my Intel Discover pictures? When is this happening?
I think it means that nobody fucking uses the Facebook and Twitter.
I mean, like, how's that going to streamline functionality? I have no idea how to even find the Twitter or Facebook app that I have downloaded dashboard.
I have to know, when is this happening so I can get the achievement points?
Yeah, I don't... I sort of closed the window.
When was Intel Discovered released?
Like a week ago.
It was released... Like, when, I believe XCOM and stuff came out.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Intel Discovered is the best.
Per second.
I want to be clear. I thought for a while that Intel, that was the name of it, like you were discovering Intel.
No, it is sponsored by Intel.
Yeah, it's sponsored by the company Intel.
And so it's actually called Discovered. Yeah.
Hey, that's really cool.
And the movie that you're making is called Secret Intel.
Yeah, see, that just complicates things.
because little did you know, there was actually a Ultrabook sponsored by Intel.
Okay.
That had all these secrets in it, Secret Intel in it. And so... I was fighting these guys. They were trying to get the Secret Intel Ultrabook, and I was fighting all of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to read the headline of this news.
Okay.
And I want everybody here on this podcast to reflect on where we are as a society.
Okay.
And what this...
Oh, is this what I think it represents? Is? I don't want you to read this if it's what I think it is.
It's not. Okay. This is not that noteworthy. Okay. I just think there's something sort of hauntingly poetic about what this headline is saying. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 guns can prestige. Let's just let that sink in.
That's it.
Can you say it one more time?
Call of Duty Black Ops 2 guns can prestige.
You know what? I really don't want Black Ops 2 now.
So you're saying...
That's so you know the thing that happens...
So you're saying that I can level up
your
my gun guns?
Levels up.
I can level up my guns.
And at one point, your gun will hit a level cap and it will roll back.
That's Does this stupid. Include my prestige?
Like, no, that's separate.
I can still level up?
Yes.
This sounds really dumb.
No, wait. What? If I prestige, does that knock all of my guns back down as well?
I don't believe so. I think it's two entirely separate tracks.
Well, no, because when you prestige, you have to level up through all the guns again.
I don't know, so maybe you do. What the fuck do I know? I've never prestiged in a Call of Duty.
Or maybe you have all the guns from the get-go, and then you have to level them up to unlock their
Well, then,
parts.
What's the point of the level on the dude?
Perks.
Can the perks prestige?
Actually, they did have like a leveling type perk thing. It didn't prestige, like, roll over.
What about my grenades? Back. Are those prestigeable?
They're weapons.
Can I prestige the map pack and then, like, get a whole new level?
Then start over. And then the map pack just has better textures.
Can I prestige the shitty shell of a game that series has become into something better?
Can I, like...
Oh. Can we prestige past this news story?
Haha, puns and puns and puns.
70 million Xbox 360s have been sold.
That's a lot.
Yep.
That's almost as many Wiis.
Yep. In a news of equal relevance and just as happy, really, Nintendo is investigating Wii U manufacturer after child labor admission.
Okay. Wow.
Because they made the Wii U at the infamous Foxconn factory.
Okay. Jesus. So this is almost poetic.
Is it as poetic as Black Ops 2 guns can prestige?
Well, yeah, just about. Because this is terrible. I can't believe I'm about to say this.
Oh God.
Because of the kids that are making the Wii U. Are the kids that are going to want to play?
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. I swear to God.
We've crossed the line. This is what Spec Ops The Line was talking about. This is the line.
You don't have an HR department, but I will put on a little hat that says human resources, and I will beat you on the end, and I will take the hat off. PAX Australia has been...
God damn it, Clint.
PAX Australia.
That joke slowly built on me.
Really? Because it hit me in the face like a...
No, like, I got it, but, like, I didn't think it was funny until a couple seconds later.
So, yeah, 2013 and 2014, PAX Australia. It's a thing. And that's all the news I have.
I can't wait to go.
All of you get fucked.
I have news-ish.
Okay.
Just... Everybody who hasn't gotten The Walking Dead on digital download, it is coming to retail, and you can get a collector's edition that comes with The Walking Dead Compendium 1.
Kafan!
What?
Kafan!
Damn it!
That sounds Everybody great.
A good yeah. deal.
That's a really good deal, yeah.
And I already bought the game.
Did you buy the compendium? Digital. Did you buy the compendium?
No.
It might
If you
actually...
buy the retail box set for $70, you get a cool box, too.
Yeah, so it might actually be, you know, worth it just to buy the game again.
I certainly, only with every year that passes, I desire more things to fill up my space.
Yeah.
So the idea of a box is really, really
I have a really good news story here, something that I think we should all.
Is this what I think it is?
Do you have questions?
No. I have a news story.
Okay.
So, you know the critically acclaimed.
No, let's not do this. I know what you're going to say.
The critically acclaimed novelist.
Okay. Fair enough.
The critically acclaimed novelist James Patterson. Is this as far away from what
did he write Maximum Ride?
Let me. James Patterson is the guy who's in all the airport bookstores, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
So one of his bookstores got turned into a movie, and that is number 5 on the box office this week.
Wait, what is it?
Alex Cross.
Oh, shit. That movie with Madea. Scary, not in drag movie.
Yep.
No, it's Madea dressed as a man, right?
Yep. It's got Giancarlo Esposito in it, so it's got to be
good.
Wait,
didn't he also write Atlas Shrugged?
No.
Wait, what? Hold on.
I was kidding.
Matthew, you're moving around.
I was kidding. Ayn Rand wrote it.
Ayn Rand for James Patterson, right?
No, I didn't. I'm not that stupid.
That would be a bad thing.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing.
Matthew, stop moving around with your mic.
Sorry.
So top of the box office. Basically, the box office is a sad affair this week.
See, Clint, what I thought you were going to say is something about the critically acclaimed game series.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not a critically acclaimed game
series. No, I thought you were going to be sarcastic about it.
Wait, what series?
The fucking boob mouse pads.
Oh, the wrist support mouse pads.
Boob mouse pads.
Yeah, that's what.
Because you can just sort of fit your wrist right up in there, and it's comfortable.
It's gonna cut off.
Like maybe motorboat it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna buy one.
Review it for the site.
Yeah. How comfortable is this?
It's helpful because when you buy that mouse pad, that means you're only using one hand most of the rest of the time. So you can just sort of rest your.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Evan, come on. That is terrible.
You're
a horrible person.
That is loose.
Seriously.
Maybe if you pre-order it'll come with like a fake bra you could put on the girls. That way, like, since you're a lonely virgin, you can practice how to unhook a bra.
Yeah. Maybe.
On a mouse pad? Like a tiny bra?
Why not?
Like a tiny bra? Yeah.
There was also that that news story that the next Skyrim DLC might involve Morrowind and riding dragons. So,
the dragons. I'm gonna throw this out there. Dragon any cool. Any people who think all of Japan video games are like that sort of relentlessly misogynistic should check out the Persona series. Some of the better portrayed female characters in games.
The ones that you can have sex with.
Woman in Skyrim, and her mother of dragons, and just have her ride dragons all the time.
Yeah. 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 Khaleesi.
And then he'll eat Daedra hearts.
Yeah.
Any other news?
We're making Game of Thrones references.
Any other news?
Game of Thrones coming back in April.
Yeah, I didn't really finish reading that third book.
Yeah, me too. I mean, start.
Any other news?
No. So I actually did buy Dance Central 3.
Hey, is this still low on the internet? Oh, there we go.
I used the $15 credit there, so I'll get the DBZ Connect. Get that at like Black Friday or something.
Yeah. Good idea.
Or don't get it at all.
No, I'm gonna get.
Is there online battles in that?
No, sadly.
Because I will DBZ dance
you know,
the shit out of you.
I don't think that any Kinect game actually goes online.
No.
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 Like, there's no online Kinect multiplayer. 3.
No, any Kinect-based game that you're actually using Kinect for the controls, it does not.
It's like
go online.
I can't dance against someone
no.
online in Dance Central,
no.
right?
No, you cannot.
No.
Huh.
That's actually really fucking weird now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
Questions.
Can't that happen?
It's probably
Just
something
like why to LEGO, do the LEGO with... games don't have online co-op.
I actually think it's got to do something with like the Xbox takes the most of the processing power from the Kinect, right. and so maybe it isn't capable of working with the camera, and it doesn't have the processing power to also work with the internet as well. Maybe something dumb like that. Because originally,
it almost
the Kinect
sounds like that's the sort of thing that should have been corrected if they had spent longer working on Kinect's technology.
Well, actually, originally, like in the Kinect hardware before it was released, they actually stripped a lot of things out. Like there was a higher resolution camera in there. There was also a processor in the actual Kinect itself that was able to do it. Like the Xbox would offload all of the Kinect processing to the actual Kinect processor. They then took it out so that they can meet their $150 price point.
Well, yeah, because you know Bill Gates called down, said, "Hey guys,
yep.
I know you're still working on this Kinect thing, but I'm going to need you to rip some shit out so we can sell this piece of shit before it really works."
Well, you know, you went
straight from Bill Gates. Actually, it was Steve Jobs pretending to be Bill Gates before he died.
So Miles.
Wait, Bill Gates died?
No.
Wow, Evan.
So Miles.
Oh, come on. What is Steve Jobs has been dead for how long?
That wasn't even a joke
about Steve Jobs' death. That was a joke about a guy who's still alive.
I'm pissed off Evan gets when Matthew is like put down by his joke.
He gave me
I thought you actually thought
disappointed
that Bill Gates...
reaction, like when a comedian says something really obscene and
No. I thought that you actually thought Bill Gates was dead.
Oh. Well, yeah, I'm not you, so I wouldn't think that.
Exactly.
Would I?
I'm like,
so,
falling
Miles.
To my level.
So, Miles.
Miles.
Good old Miles. Super fans.
When given the option, do you prefer older movies to be colorized or left in black and white?
That's not even a... If the movie was shot in black and white, then it's black and white.
Yeah.
There
are actually movies that, like, they went in and painted the actual film strips.
George Méliès.
Yeah, actually, the trip to the moon that they show in Hugo is not the original black and white version.
Ah, really?
Yeah. In
Why?
Hugo, it is a colored version of it.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. But To the Moon is a much, much better little short film whenever it's not colorized. So, left black and white. Also, Gold Rush, they tried colorizing. That was weird.
Ted Turner went around colorizing movies for a while.
Yeah.
And then he made Turner Classic Movies, which is sort of the opposite of that.
Ted Turner is kind of a weird motherfucker.
Yeah. that's what can be learned.
We actually answered Ben's question. Well, sort of. Never mind. What currently untouched... Well, I don't know. That's... Evan's not going to like this question. What currently untouched comic book or superhero IP do you think would make the best video game?
Duh, Batman.
That's
no, wait,
been touched.
Spider-Man.
The
That's
Walking
been touched.
Dead.
Oh, untouched. Superman.
Yeah, we need
You're forgetting
Superman.
The glory that was Superman 64.
We do need a new Superman game.
Ant-Man. The Punisher.
Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah. Rocket Raccoon.
We need another Marvel Ultimate Alliance game that's actually good.
Boomer Kawanger.
Aquaman.
I don't know. Maybe
we need an Aquaman game that just takes place in the desert, so he's just like a normal dude.
No, what about a first person Daredevil game? Daredevil is blind.
It would just be a black screen.
Yeah. Daredevil is blind.
I want a video game adaptation of the spirit.
Matthew, pull off of that. You're popping. Sorry. That. You're popping.
Excuse me.
So we're just going to move on.
Does Quail Man count as a superhero?
No.
Oh, damn it.
I want a video game from the perspective of the Green Goblin. Like, I know
actually, in a Green Spider-Man
for the GameCube,
cool.
there were a couple challenge levels where you played as the Green Goblin, I remember. But I want a whole game.
If there were a Smash Brothers fighting style game, style fighting game, where all the fighters were characters from classic movies, who would be your favorite character? Miles, what?
That's a weird question. I'm liking it. These things are getting higher concept.
So, Smash Brothers style fighting game, character from a classic movie, who are you going to choose?
Okay, let me think. Let me think long and hard about this.
Flash Gordon.
That's not really a class. Well
wait, no.
Are we talking
okay,
actor?
Here's the
okay, we're talking
I'd like
character.
To play as. This is a joke that only Clint will get. I want to play as Peter Lorre from M.
That was just
that one was for you, Clint.
Yep.
He's a child murderer.
Oh. Or play nice. As the robot lady in Metropolis.
I want to play as Joseph Cotton from Shadow of a Doubt.
I want to play as Guy from Strangers on a Train. His name is Guy. It's not like his character's name is a oh, guy. His
is
name
he played
is
by
actually
Guy Pierce?
Hmm? No.
Is he played by Guy Pierce?
No. Okay. Bruno? What if it was like a one-on-one Bruno versus Guy? Who would win?
They would.
I want to play as James Stewart in Rear Window. You have to wheel around. You attack with your camera.
Yeah, so there you go. I guess. I don't know.
I'm just happy I got a Peter Lorre joke.
I want to play as Forrest Gump.
That's not a classic.
Someone consider that a classic.
No. I want to play as the tall one from Superbad.
I actually
you want to play Forrest Gump from Superbad.
I want to play as Norma Desmond from Sunset Boulevard.
I want to play as Kirk Douglas from Ace in the Hole.
I want to play as Jim Carrey in The Mask.
I want to play as Indiana Jones.
What about...
Ideally, when you play as Kirk Douglas from Ace in the Hole, your special move is that you make a mind collapse. And then you try to like profit off of it. As a newspaper man.
What if you could play as Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird?
You would just debate everyone in court.
Robert Mitchum from Cape Fear. Ooh, Robert Mitchum from Night of the Hunter. I'd like both of those.
I want to play as Orson Welles. Not from any movie,
Robert
just Orson Welles. Orson Welles would be the ultimate.
Vince Vaughn from Psycho.
I dare say Robert Mitchum.
Vince Vaughn-tober.
Did a better job in that role than Robert De Niro did.
Robert De Niro from Taxi Driver.
It's more like
Woody Allen from Annie Hall.
Woody Allen from Scenes from a Mall with Bette Midler.
Woody Harrelson from Zombieland.
God damn, you're taking it back to modern day, that is more modern day than anything
else. Hal from...
Oh, I know, I'm doing that.
Woody Allen has a ponytail in that movie.
Mrs. Robertson in The Graduate.
The dinosaur from Tree of Life.
Hans Gruber from Die Hard.
Wait for it.
John Malkovich
I'm
from...
I'm coming up
John
with my best one yet.
Sorry, I don't think it's going to happen.
God damn it.
Yeah. Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, William H. Macy from Magnolia.
No, just Bela Lugosi.
William H. Macy from Boogie Nights. He just
pretty much William
himself.
H. Macy from like all of his movies in the late 90s.
Ed yeah, Wood. William H. Macy in Fargo as he just kind of fucks everything up.
I can see Ed Wood kicking a lot of ass.
Steve
Nick
Buscemi.
Page from Face Off.
Ed Wood accidentally making like excellent things.
This is my final choice. John Goodman and Barton Fink. That's
all right. I will show you the light of the mind.
Yeah, you have to like start shouting Heil Hitler.
And that was the best reveal ever.
I'm tired, man.
That's a bit of a surreal thing that he just shouts Heil Hitler in the middle of his. Like, are we supposed to assume that he's a Nazi? Or was that just spur of the moment thing? Was that just a slip of the tongue?
I want to play
John Goodman as a closet. Hitler just slipped out.
I want to play as Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
And so, I was going to say that. I decided not to.
It doesn't play very well, does it?
I flirted with Gwyneth Paltrow's head from Seven.
I want to play as Morgan Freeman's voice from March of the Penguins.
Morgan Freeman's voice from Shawshank Redemption.
I want to play as the protagonist from Sink or Swim.
Jaws. I just want to be Jaws the shark.
I want to play as the protagonist from Sink or Swim after he has began to perform taxidermy on himself.
Throw stuffing as his aerial attack.
Yeah, he reaches Farva. Into his gut and throws some stuffing.
Farva from Super Troopers.
All right, what is the best experience you've had? Hey, what's the best experience you've had with a music game?
Wii Music, all of it.
The best music game I've played is probably Rock Band 3, but I've probably had the best experiences with Rock Band 2.
Best experience I've had was probably Rock Band 2 also.
So there was this one time.
Oh, God.
Just Meredith the story.
Meredith,
actually, yeah.
God damn it.
She was dating Andrew, and I totally
let me
like,
get out the whiskey. This is gonna be a long.
No. This is a short one too. She was dating Andrew, and I totally like ruined their entire day by just wanting to play Rock Band.
Have we
at
gotten
Andrew's
to the
house.
Point where we should know who Andrew is?
Yes,
like,
yes, we actually
heard
have
enough of these stories where they're like characters in a TV show.
We actually have gotten to the point where you should know who Andrew is.
I mean, I haven't. Because I was missed a couple podcasts, but continue.
That was the end of the story. Like, I wanted to play Rock Band, and they
and
wanted
that was your best experience with that game.
Yeah,
that's the rising action, the climax. Is
that's
that
the most passive aggressive answer I've ever heard?
Hey guys, I have a story. One time, I really wanted a ham sandwich, right? And then I looked in my fridge, and we had ham, and we had bread, and I ate a ham sandwich, and that's the end of my story.
Do you expect me to know who this bread is?
What the fuck?
Shit, you're right. Like, okay, so it was...
I didn't even say that it was going to be a story. I just said there was this one time. Like, it wasn't going to be a big story. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Oh, please. Like, you don't know exactly what we were talking about. When you gear up and you say, well, there was this one time with Meredith, and we expect a story. Oh, pardon us.
The last three times that I've done a Meredith story has not been more than 30 seconds long.
Yeah, and what about all of the times before that?
There was only one other time that there was a super
yeah,
long
but it
story.
Went for so long.
Eh. Let's move on.
Will the next set of consoles from Microsoft and Sony attempt to make their own Wii U-style controller? Well, yeah. Microsoft's got smart glass, and Sony said
that
they
were... No, but that's not a controller.
Oh, well, no, they're going to do their own, like, synchronicity whatever bullshit. Sony's going to use the Vita, and Microsoft's going to use...
Like, I don't think anybody's going to go to the touchpad.
Microsoft's going to use Windows 8.
Nintendo's going to be the only one with, like, an actual tablet controller. Everyone else is going to use them.
I don't know. I'm still hopeful for the move to pull out for the PS4.
This is an easy answer. Prefer fully voiced or silent protagonist?
Fully voiced.
They both work in different contexts.
Yeah, I don't think silent protagonist works anymore.
I think it can.
I mean, it can, but I don't... I just... I...
It's certainly not an industry standard like it was before.
Like Corvo being silent, that just kind of felt weird to me.
Yeah, sure. I wish Corvo, like, that's the one thing my mind jumped to. I wish Corvo had a voice.
Sure, but I mean, there are some
especially
games
when.
This next question might be my favorite question ever.
Please don't it. Fine. I like how I spelled it wrong.
Have you ever bitten by a werewolf? Would you be able to deal with all the drama that it causes?
See, here's the thing. There's only drama when you're a werewolf if you're in a friggin' TV, MTV series. Now,
there was drama for
Michael J.
Fox.
Did it right.
There was drama for him.
There wasn't that much drama.
Yeah, he had to shoot
Michael
the
J.
basketball.
Fox. Is he a fox?
Yep.
I don't know. I think his life just sort of got better after he became a werewolf.
Yeah.
But
he got down with that lady.
See, that's why the Teen Wolf movie is not as realistic as the Teen Wolf TV show.
Oh, I'm sorry. God damn it. Well, Teen Wolf 2 is the superior movie.
Yeah.
That's true.
Jason Bateman makes a great Teen Wolf.
2. And it's T-O-O, like, also.
You know, I have a double feature DVD that on one side has Teen Wolf and on the other side has Teen Wolf 2.
So, Miles, I'm going to pose a question to you, and you just let me awesome. Know. Whenever you get to this point, Miles, just let me know the answer. The guy who is the Teen Wolf, I don't remember his name off the top of my head.
That's a good sign in a TV show when you can't remember the main character's name.
I remember his best friend's name is Jackson. My Styles. No, that's Styles. Jackson is the evil guy. Styles is his friend.
I really like this show. It's about a vampire slayer.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of the vampire.
It's in the fucking title. Buffy is in the title. Teen Wolf is just Teen Wolf. You don't know his name.
His name is Teen Wolf.
I mean, but you would, presumably, after watching a season of the
Miles, show. Season and a half. Thank you. Miles. I never said that it was good. Miles, do you find his face to be really weird? Like, crooked and off. Like, his chin is probably, like, 3 inches to the right
of his face. See, here's the thing. Miles can't answer you right now.
No, I know. I'm asking him, and then he's going to tell me later that I'm right. I just want vindication here. Because he looks like a freaking weirdo.
You said about Persona 3 after I convinced you to start it was that it opened a lot like Teen Wolf.
It did open a lot like Teen Wolf.
Does that make you want to watch Teen Wolf, Evan?
No. You think I'd trust him?
Look, Evan, I want you just to watch the opening of Teen Wolf and speak to how true that statement
is. I know
what
he's talking about. There's a part near the beginning of Persona where there's a full moon. That's all that is.
No. You're not even... No.
Oh, what? There's more.
Yeah.
Does someone in Teen Wolf struggle with the fact that they need to shoot themselves in the head?
Yeah. Yes. What is your favorite thing? What is the worst Pokemon game?
Hey, you Pikachu. No.
No,
Pokemon Crystal.
Pokemon
get
TV.
The fuck out.
Pokemon Channel, where you literally just look at watch TV. That's the game. I'm not even kidding.
Hey, you Pikachu was awful because I could never get it to work.
Yeah, that microphone that was the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Hey,
the cartridge was yellow, though. That was
I think that's the first time that I actually, like, cursed at a game was, hey, you Pikachu.
Yeah.
Pikachu, get the fuck over here. And he finally does it. Tough love.
Yeah. That's what Black and White 2 teach me.
So that's it for question.
Black 2 and White 2.
God damn it, Evan.
That's what it's called.
That's okay, if you want to be all technical, Pokemon Black version 2 and Pokemon Black. I mean,
I'm gonna ask you the question, guys.
I have a question, guys. If the Pokemon and the exclusive Pokemon in Black 2 was slightly less good than Pokemon in White 2, would it be separate but equal?
No.
Okay.
So
was that whole thing just for us?
What a
segregation
stinger.
Joke! Yeah, yes,
for segregation.
I'm gonna ask you guys a question. Do you just want me to play the music and then we go right into the fourth segment, or do you actually want to take a break? I'm just going to play the music.
No, and we're going to go. Questions?
No. I'm just going to play the music and we're going to go right into it, okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We were playing the music and we didn't have anything to layer over it. I was just winging it.
Well, I couldn't really hear you. Hold on, wait. Fourth segment. We're gonna be playing some back of the box trivia challenge. We're gonna give Call of Cthulhu a break, and we're just gonna do something fast and easy. So, back of the box trivia. I have 10 boxes here. I'm gonna be giving you guys a chance to, you know the rules. Call out your name as a buzzer whenever you think you know what the video game is. All of these are video games that we have talked about on this podcast at some point or another. So that should
make this specific episode?
No, not this specific episode, but just throughout the 50-whatever episodes. Okay. From the makers of Blank comes a game about Civilization's Last Stand.
Matthew. XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Correct. Matthew has a point right out of the gate here. All right. Let's see. Okay. Ryan, I got this.
Wait, did that really say from the makers of Civilization comes a game about Civilization's Last Stand?
You want me to read more of it? You are our last hope as the commander of an elite paramilitary organization.
I don't need to hear more. I was just remarking at how poorly structured that sentence is.
From the makers of Civilization comes a game about Civilization's Last Stand.
No, that's bad.
Yep. Also, the special edition includes all that stuff that I have. All right, so we're going to... Okay. Blank worlds collide. Anything can happen in this action-packed fighting game as you square off with...
Ryan? Persona 4 Arena?
No. As you square off with tons of characters from blank to blank to blank. Evan?
Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Fate of Two Worlds.
No, we haven't talked about that game. With limitless customization and a wealth of modes, there's no end to the blanking fun. That's a great word. That's a great... weapons and assistance that boggle the mind. Unleash all new final blanks.
This sounds an awful lot like Marvel vs. Capcom.
Matthew.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl?
Correct. It is... There's no end to the there's no end to the smashing fun. We actually talked about it on this podcast. It was Smash Brothers question. Boom.
All right.
Unleash all new final smashes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. The game title, single player and multiplayer.
Is that it?
there's a summary
Taxi
here.
Driver.
There's a summary here, but I'm trying to think of how I can word this in a way that doesn't just give it away. I'm going to skip down like halfway through it. But as events spiral out of his control, he finds himself alone on the streets of an unfamiliar city, desperately searching for the truth and fighting for a way out.
Evan. Max Payne 3?
Max Payne 3 is correct. So as it stands right now, Evan with 1, Matthew with 2, and Ryan with a depressing 0.
It's pretty depressing.
Ryan's just depressing.
All right.
A roll for high five?
Is more like it. No, you don't get to say that, Matthew.
29.
You fell out a window.
How exactly does one high five the DM?
Ground Zero in the war to save the blank, and how you wage that war is entirely up to you. Groundbreaking interactive storytelling drives the heart-pounding action.
Matthew. Metal Gear Solid.
With each decision you make could have devastating and deadly consequences. I'm going to read some quotes here from reviewers. Bigger, more intense, and even sexier from IGN.
Oh, God.
If you're not a fan, now's the time to start from Yahoo Games.
Okay, what? It's like everything say that on like every box thing, yeah, if it's a sequel.
I'm just
fans of the genre will love this game.
Yeah,
here's some bullet points. Play your way. Go tactical or guns blazing. Fully customizable weapons and upgrades. Class-based cooperative multiplayer missions.
This is the most generic-sounding game ever. Just saying.
Here's... Okay, the only thing left here is... Issue commands with optional Kinect voice input.
What?
What game is this?
Rated M for mature. 17 plus. For blood, partial nudity, sexual content, strong language, and violence.
I actually know this.
Brian?
No.
Ryan.
Right. Take it back. Okay.
You said your name.
Mass Effect 3?
Correct.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Yep. That's why I kind of had a silent moment where I was chuckling to myself whenever you guys said that it was the most generic game ever.
The back of that box makes it sound like the most generic game ever.
Yeah.
I thought it was
you had me at partial
binary domain.
You had me at partial nudity.
I thought it was that Ghost Recon Future Soldier game.
Oh.
All right, so I'm going to start this one with a quote from IGN. In 16 years of playing games, I've never seen anything like blank. This one, you know, the game.
Forever.
Betrayed by blank. Banished for blank. Yeah, Matthew.
Dishonored.
What?
No. Oh. It's not Dishonored.
Okay, never mind.
His wife killed, his daughter kidnapped. In a truly unique blend of breathtaking action and story, Blank takes you on a relentless quest for revenge against foes with unimaginable powers. Okay. We got some bullet
Commando.
Points. We got some bullet points here.
Uncharted.
Relentless action and near impossible challenges. A seamless,
and by near impossible, we mean really easy.
A seamless blend of gameplay and story.
When you say anything in that voice, it makes it sound like the worst thing.
A stunning mix of Asian mythology and sci-fi.
Wait, what?
Are you fine?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Osir's Wrath.
Osir's Wrath is correct.
Oh, damn it.
The only other thing on the box was Rage Never Dies.
No more tears.
All right, here's another quote from IGN. Intense and unique war shooter. Can you get it from that? No?
Okay. Every right. game
Best
ever.
Three.
It's been 6 months since Blank was wiped off the map by a cataclysmic blank. Thousands of lives were lost, including those of American Ryan? Soldiers sent Ryan. To evacuate Ryan.
Ryan, Spec Ops the line.
Correct.
Oh.
Today, the
hey,
city
Matthew,
lies buried under
the
sand.
Fuck? That's his favorite game ever.
It is. It's my favorite game ever. It's not my favorite game ever.
You've finally been granted your blank, and now you're on your way to becoming the world's greatest blank. The shockingly... Matthew. What, Matthew?
Pokemon.
The shockingly cute blank tags along behind you as you search the enormous
Ryan.
World for Mont Ryan.
Pokemon Special Edition Yellow version?
Ooh, no.
Fuck.
No, that's not the title. Face off.
You're such a dick.
You're a fucking bastard.
It's
not Dr. Strangelove. It's Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love
No, Ryan added about 5 more words. Face off against, I can just say it now, face off against Blastoise's you torrential water gun.
Please keep talking.
Stand,
I don't know yet.
Stand strong.
I'm looking at the box. I was one word off.
No, you added like 3 more words to it.
Look at the front of the box.
I'm looking.
Look at the bottom left corner.
You said Pokemon Yellow Special Super Edition.
No, I didn't. Pikachu. Yeah, that's a special did. Edition yellow version. I'm missing one word.
No, you yellow version isn't even on the goddamn box.
It's look on the bottom left corner.
I'm looking at the goddamn title of the game.
I'm looking at the
There's
box
only one title. There's only one title of the game.
I'm looking at the
Stand strong when facing Pidgeot's Stormy Gust. Develop the ultimate Pokemon strategy to defeat the 8 gym leaders and become the greatest Pokemon master of all time.
I don't really... I'm still not...
Here's some bullet points for you.
Okay.
Battle a friend in the new Colosseum 2 for the Pika Cup, Pettit Cup, and the Poke Cup titles. Requires 2 yellow versions and a Game Link cable, each sold separately. Print out your Pokedex data.
You even said a yellow version, you dick.
What?
Nothing. I should have gotten that point.
It's no, that's not the title of the game.
I missed one word.
It's not the title of the game. Okay, fuck it. Evan, are you going to guess it or not?
Hmm?
Are you going to
well,
guess it
I
or
actually
not?
Do know what the actual title of this game is because I've spent a lot of time on the Wikipedia page recently. The title of this game... even though it is true yellow version is at the bottom, it is not included in the title. The title is Pokemon : Special Pikachu Edition.
Correct. Evan having gets a point.
You guys are dicks.
That's Pokemon Yellow Special Version or whatever you
that's
said.
That's not
is,
what I said.
You said
Pokemon Special Edition Yellow Version, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not what it's called.
It's Pokemon Special Pikachu Edition.
You guys are dicks.
It's not what
the
it's
fucking
you can
title
look it
up,
man.
All right. I love this first line right here. I gotta say. Darkness becomes light. Light falls
Matthew.
Into darkness.
Matthew. Kingdom Hearts.
Is that it? No.
Dream Drop Distance.
Nope.
Burn Press Sleep.
Stop.
Chain Memories.
No, it's actually...
Go on.
It's actually...
Super Mario 2. Slow motion.
Seriously,
go on.
No, no. You ended at Kingdom Hearts, and I had to egg you on. I don't know if I can give you the point.
Please.
I don't know if I can.
Don't
Please.
Give it to him.
I can't.
Just scratch.
I was just
I'm
pausing for dramatic effect.
I'm just going to scratch this one. Because I can't read the rest of it, even though I think it says Sora and Riku are back and must take the Mark of Master. I can't read
it. Oh, it's Dream Drop.
Oh, with Mark of Master, I would know.
All right.
Being the Kingdom Hearts fan.
Unleash godlike powers! All caps with an exclamation point. You are blank. A devastating viral outbreak transforms you into a powerful
Ryan. Prototype 2.
Correct.
There's no fucking alt.
No fucking alt key on the fucking keyboard. Got a blue key, a squiggly line key. Oh, God. All right, here we go.
That game's so bad.
Here's the tagline. Embrace the darkness.
Devin?
Robin?
The darkness too?
No.
Okay.
Ryan, did you call your name?
Yes.
No.
He did. He did.
The darkness.
No.
Damn it.
Though you could have just said, like, I didn't want to answer there.
You can say that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because you said it, like after Evan said... Never mind. Though the world has been cleansed of life, there are many souls that remain between the realms of heaven and hell. I don't think I need to read any... Do I need to read more?
Yeah, you need to read more.
In his travels, Blank will be joined by longtime companions. What? That's... And will cross paths with ancient friends and foes alike. I don't... Interacting with those you meet on your journey will hold the key, which is in, like, bold text, to unearthing the secrets behind an insidious plot.
I bet this game has very little to do with interacting with people on your journey.
Follow the exploits of Blank. Blank of the Blank. In a tale that runs parallel to the events of Blank. This epic journey propels Blank through the light and dark realms.
Oh,
Matthew. Really?
That makes no sense.
Link to the past.
Oh,
it's Darksiders 2, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh.
That's dumb.
This back of the box is completely... Wait, this is the best part. This is the best part. Okay. I'm going to finish. This epic journey propels Death through the light and dark realms as he strives to redeem his brother War, blamed for enticing Armageddon and the... That's it. It's not finished.
That's...
Just like the story.
Yeah.
Man, my favorite parts of Darksiders 2 are where you interact with characters on your journey.
Yeah, long-time companions. Ancient friends and foes. I don't remember any of that.
You know,
new back of the box. Vulgar. What's the score?
That's what are the we playing to? That's the end. That's all that I had.
Okay, well, who won?
Ryan won with 4. Matthew and Evan were tied with 2.
Matthew sucked my dick.
No.
Please don't, actually. I don't want to think about that or hear it.
Matthew always goes something like... I start losing and then I just come back and win.
So if you like that, if you like the rest of the podcast, you should see the other things we do, like Twitter. We do Twitter. I'm at not_found_blog. Quint is at original Quint. Ryan is at Ryan underscore McGinn. That's MCGIN. Mm-hmm. Matthew is at Terrell Virus, TARREL Virus.
That's a terribly creepy picture on my Facebook wall.
Join our Facebook group, which is Aeronaut Found Civilized Discourse Corner.
No, it's somebody and some pregnant lady. You can tell she's pregnant because she's not wearing a shirt, and they're like,
visit aeronautfound.org, where we will have all sorts of things.
That's what breasts look like.
No, that's not. She's got, those are covered.
Reviews and now videos. We're going to have more videos going up. Mod This, a recurring series where we look at some mods, crash test. We look at new games, put them through their paces.
We also
do some full playthroughs of games as well.
And we also do continuing coverage of all things Pokemon.
And,
OG151.
Yeah, OG151 is going to be a recurring series.
Pokemon Stadium is next.
XCOM Enemy Unknown. Look at our crash test of Intel Discovered. Look at our Mod This of Radiator. Look at all of those things.
Yeah, we got another Mod This coming up on Thursday.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go with Thursday.
Let's go with that. Let's pretend like we have a schedule.
Well, I'm trying to make one.
Now,
probably going to be Thursday or Friday.
I am going to go and perhaps play Persona 3.
Yeah, Clint, should we go watch some Pokemon?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We should watch
OG151.
OG151, motherfucker!
Hey, Clint, you know what you should do instead of that?
Blastoise?
Persona?
Nah. Great. What if I did both at the same time?
Hey, I'm fine with that.
I don't want to do that. I just want to watch Pokemon. Slowbro.
Are there any changes in Slowking who can talk?
What?
Terminate.
Is he like the only Slowking though? Like,
there's only one Slowking that they've shown in the anime.
Okay. So I can get behind.
No, they actually showed two. There was one in Pokemon 2000, then there was another one in the episode of the Slowpoke who managed to evade all the shelters until he got to the end, and then he became Slowking.
I'm gonna let you know, you guys, Pokemon 2000 is a terrible movie.
Terrible name for a movie.
Pokemon movies aren't the best movies ever.
What? What's the worst name for a Pokemon movie?
Pokemon the first movie.
Yes.
The first movie is great.
That's so fucking pretentious. Like, yeah, we're gonna make more. We might as well
talk about money grabs.
I'm leaving.
I think wasn't the fourth one Pokemon Friends Forever or something like that?
It was Pokemon Forever. And the four was an actual four.
Look up the list of Pokemon movies and we can go out on just naming all these movies.
See you guys next time for the OG 151 podcast.